Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Let me catch his mic. 225-1652. Riddell, your mic open.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, good. I can know you're talking. All right. 504-9736.
That's Wes. Yeah, what's up, baby?
All right.
Man, you didn't even get a chance to let the song go off. You didn't get a chance to let the song go off. You ready to start already?
No, the song will finish it. Not that last little bit. Just play a little instrumental. Don't play too much. I was doing some of it.
You didn't give me time to go off. I'm ready to go already. Forget the song.
Yeah, there you go. Shit, eh? Yeah, they cut up, boy. Mo and Joe Cool and them went up at a trick or treaters. Cutting up, man. They,
Yeah, in Mississippi,
Yeah.
I didn't
Mo
know.
Knocked a couple of them up.
I watched it on somebody's phone. I said, uh-oh, Mo Jesus, so-and-so about to get at it. I watched it live on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I seen who was, I think the dude Rose Bryant was up there. He was going live. You follow him on Facebook. He always had them big events.
Yeah.
And then Tickle Fitz was at the house, Hell at the Dell. They had a big turnout, too, some fast-ass calls there, too, so. Avengers on 28, so I was flipping back. I had on my Fire Stick, I had my Twitch account playing Tickle Fitz, and then I was watching live feed on the phone for. What you call it? That's what I was doing Saturday, Friday
what
night. I was
doing?
Watching too. The same thing as you asked me last week, and the week before last, and the week before that. Dude, I got too much work right now. I can't. I just can't. I got too much stuff to do. Way too much stuff at this time. So, it ain't much. I just got to dedicate some time to it.
Yeah, no wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I like to make. I'm gonna shoot for November 19th, but I can see they not having it more, and I'm not having it so. And then I lost my little motivation, you know, to get finished for that.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What was it for November
19th? I was doing a little race at Atmore.
Oh.
Mo and Famika was doing another little race over there.
I think that's more birthday.
Yeah, they had something with, you know, they had another race coming right behind them with free entry, so. I was like, I ain't gonna do that, so I ain't worried. There'll be some other little races. I'll get together. If not, I'll be ready next year. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'll be having no problem with that month for that Kids and Cosmic National. That's coming up soon.
They got that, and you got this week. You got the Pro Mods at State Capitol this weekend.
That's this
Saturday. The same time as
At this Saturday?
Yeah, yep.
All right.
Yep, Pro Mod.
You going out there?
No, I got to work, man. I got to work this weekend. I'll be a lot of stuff I got to catch up on. That's usually when I can catch up. Sad there don't be nobody on the job. I can work easier. I don't have to work around people.
Okay.
I can work Saturday and Sundays. I get a good bit done, you know. I get done on a Saturday and Sunday working a half a day or maybe 6 hours and get what I get done in the regular day with people on the job, you know, walking, working around them and all that shit. So.
I understand that.
Yep. So I put a good 8 hours on a Saturday or Sunday shit. I did a lot. So, but, you know, that's it. Yeah, I like to get it finished. All of my little stuff. Yep, that's about it. Somebody give me some points on this LSU-Alabama game. I might be able to give me a little money and buy me something.
Oh, that's fucking thing. Y'all ain't give me no goddamn points when y'all had.
I never bet you. I like Alabama, too. Now, I'm a Nick Saban fan, so.
When y'all had Joe Burrow.
I'm going to take LSU, but I never. I never
man,
did. I never bet you. That's you talking to Cheese and You talking to Cheese and Daniel.
That's
I'm,
right.
I never bet you.
When y'all had your Burrow, y'all beat my ass to the ground with your Burrow heads up. So I'm gonna beat y'all ass to the ground.
No, I'm not. I didn't bet you though. Did I bet you? I never bet you.
Ain't no sense in begging for no points because he done already bet me 100 on the game, so he gonna get his ass.
No, I'm talking about me now. If you wanted me to bet, I had to take points. I mean, I'm not. I like LSU behind. I know Alabama. Nah, give me the points, man.
I tell you one goddamn thing. They ain't gonna beat Alabama with no one man. That's for fucking sure. One-dimensional offense. They ain't gonna beat Alabama with no one-dimensional offense. Nah. Anytime your running back got your quarterback got 271 yards and 161 yards throwing, you ain't got nothing else. Your receiver got 38 yards. Your running back got 62 yards. Ooh wee, man, you got a hell of a team. I'm going to beat their ass like a drum. Give me that money.
No, I can't go head up. I'm not betting that bad, but they need to. If they took you head up last time, yeah.
They beat me heads up. They ain't been giving me no points. I'm going to beat their ass. Well, Jamie, let's start, man. Man, what the hell had no problem yesterday, Sunday? A motorcycle gathering? They're trying to get into the motorcycle business now with Harley Davidson?
What the hell? They had something and I know that they got a little race this weekend, huh? Was that last weekend? They had a little race. Flop had his race.
They trying to
get on Sunday?
I guess they're trying to get in on that money with Lamar Dixon made with all the motorcycles in town. They had a motorcycle party back there. I told them boys, man, don't y'all carry y'all ass back there. Fuck with them people.
Oh, I know they had that one now. Sunday then? That must have been Sunday.
Yeah, they did that Sunday.
I thought Saturday Flop had, well, I don't know if it's his race or not, but they had a race that he was promoting it.
I see he canceled his race, huh?
Huh?
I see he canceled a race back there.
Cool. Flop?
Yeah. Didn't I see something on Facebook cancel the race?
Oh, no, maybe so. Oh, that might have been that race that they were supposed to have this weekend. But I thought I saw something where he posted some winners or something. I don't know, man. I ain't seen nothing, you know.
Yeah,
they're trying to get in on
I told them, boy, don't y'all fuck with them. No, don't go back there. Fuck with them, man. You been and tore your drawers going back there. That motherfucker just wants your money. There you have it, back there. Yeah, that Nubian Cruiser was gone. I told they got two members of man. Don't y'all tell y'all ass back there. I wonder did they have to pay for that shit.
What?
For them to have that little meeting party back there.
Or
they
just open
the gate. Yeah.
Man, yeah, man, that's it. Shit ain't.
So what they got at State Capitol this week?
That, let me pull it up right quick.
Cajun Pro Mod?
Yeah, the Cajun Pro Mod, the little Cajun National Pro Mod thing they usually do once a year.
Thing, yeah.
What'd you say?
I see they got a glue machine over there now.
Yeah.
I see they bought a big time glue machine.
Yeah, maybe they might be getting somebody to come show them how to work it too. Shit, that'd be getting good business then. Shit. That one was kind of antique. They needed that one. Pretty good, though. Let's see. State Capitol. Let's see what it is. I forgot what it's called. Here's the Cajun Nationals or something like that.
Yeah, I think always had that. Miss Laney, Miss Lewis always had that thing for kids on trick-or-treat. Let me get some over that shoe.
They usually have a pretty good
inaugural
turnout.
Inaugural Cajun, the Chaos Cajun Nationals. That's what it is. Chaos Cajun Nationals.
Yeah. Remember, Lanny always pay big money if somebody can break the record. And they had a couple calls to go back there and go real fast.
Yeah, that's coming up. That's this weekend.
That weather's for it.
Well, that's going to be good. Let me catch this mic. 504-1882, who we got?
It's my new number, Jamie.
Oh, what's up, Mo? Who's that?
Oh,
finally rested up from that weekend, that long weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. We made out pretty good for it with the time and getting us a wrestle. It ain't kill us too bad. Now the Springs ain't no bad ride.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yep.
As bad as you stay up all day, you go there and race all day and then try to turn around and come back on that road home. That's going to Montgomery, man. Doing a turnaround. Ooh, that's killer.
Yeah, I'm going to get you when you try to do that turnaround. But when you go get you some rest and then get up in the morning and you got to go out there,
I was listening to him. Oh, watching the feed, man. Shit. Good.
Man, let me tell you, man, all we need is a service, man. That's why, man, you know, I'm not talking bad. Y'all know how I go, man. I ain't bashing, but I gotta keep it real, man. Man, if my car can't go down, the fucking track ain't right. Period. I done been on a million different tracks with that car. When the track good, the off the trailer tune up, and the track is good, the car go down the racetrack. When the track ain't good, like Holly Springs. Holly Springs was not good Thursday. We went down 1 out of 5, and we went. And Jimmy told us, man, I kind of figured y'all weren't gonna go down because they ain't gonna let me come to the track early enough and a day ahead to get the track ready for lesson tuning. So he had to get it to come around as he ran the private test and tune. So we went down the pass for the last, and then the last pass of the day for everybody. You know, at the first 10 cars went down, after that, the track hadn't went away. They ain't want to let them do nothing else to it. So, long story short, we come to terms, you know, to where we just, in order to go fast, we can go slow all day, but I don't want to go slow. I don't want to turn the car down and jet the car down and, man, that shit, I'm over that shit. I'm done with it. So, if I don't feel like a track is good enough for us to go fast, then I'm not going. Just, it is what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bash. I'm not trying to talk bad. I'm just keeping it real with my crew and my program. I can't do it. Period.
That's not really, to me, I never thought it was bashing. I just thought it was more of a, giving advice on different things. I mean, people take it the wrong way, you know? I mean, it's not. It's just saying, hey, why don't we try to look at this another way?
But they got some people. You know? They got some people can't take constructive criticism.
There it is. You know that's what it is. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't remember what I was looking for. That's part of bettering yourself. And if you own a business, people tell me all the time, "Hey, dude, you should do this or you should do that." You take it with a grain of salt, as the old people say, and you learn from it. You say, "Okay, you know what? I see where he's coming from on this. Let me revisit that and see if there's any truth to what he's saying about that, you know?"
Yeah, but Jamie, in the same token, you got to be true to your own people, too. You can't mislead people. You know, you got to be true to people, you know what I mean?
I'm telling y'all this here. We talked to Nelson. And Nelson gave us the green light. We bring in Jimmy Bradshaw here twice next year. Bringing him for Go Hard or Go Home. July 23rd. We bringing him here for Mississippi versus Louisiana, the second Mississippi versus Louisiana race, which is going to be in Louisiana at no problem. October the 14th. So we gonna live in the flesh. We gonna find out what the hell no problem can handle. and we can be done with no problem race week. That way, we know for a fact Jimmy Bradshaw is tried and true. You know what I'm saying? He every track he done went to, nobody ever heard nobody say that the track was shit. Yada yada yada. Woo, woo, woo. The only way the track ain't there unless they're on a lot of man of time to get the track there. You know what I'm saying? So
weather, some type of weather, right?
Straight up.
Yep.
That's a deciding factor right there. If something wrong with the racetrack or if the dog on the track is ain't getting prepped right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Y'all got him coming. To me, if I was there, I'd be picking a man's brain. But that's just me. That's how I learn. I'll be looking at what he's doing and then trying to learn some stuff. I'm pretty sure you show him something, you know?
I'm gonna tell you like this: with all my doggone people who come to the racetrack to see me doggone race every time, and I can't get down the doggone track. And you know what they told me, man? Why they say, man, what the hell was going on? Every time you go out of town, you whooping ass. But every time you down here, and we come to the racetrack, you fucking can't go down the fucking racetrack. What the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? You know that was they telling me. They like they tired of coming to see me. Fucking can't go down the racetrack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how am I keep getting my people to come fucking support me and come, you know what I'm saying, come look, come watch me race? And they ain't watching me race. They watching me fucking do a fucking rolling burnout. So, man, I got to stop. It was either one or two things. I'm being real. It's only one or two things that was going to happen. You dog going to stop racing my motherfucking car there, or you dog going to try to fix the problem with the prep?
Yep.
I'm just being real. I'm not putting down on nobody, you know what I'm saying? But I've been trying to wait for the track to come around, and it just ain't came around enough for me to fucking put my car or nobody else that fast to be able to put a good tune up in their car and go down the racetrack. So me as a promoter and me as a racer, I feel like that's the best thing to do, you know what I'm saying, to be able to run my car at the racetrack and everybody else that got a fast car to be able to doggone, you know, run their car down the racetrack. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
It worked.
Shout out to Nelson for allowing me to bring Jimmy in there. Hey, it's going to be solely on me for my race. And it's going to be on me and Famika for, you know what I'm saying, for me and her race. So, it is what it is. We're willing to eat. It's going to be about a $7,500, $8,000 expense. Oh, you know, more than what it normally be. But, hey, it is what it is. I would rather spend more money and give a good show than to spend less money and make more money and have a shit show.
Well, you're going to attract more people, too, because more cars not know. You know, people, a lot of races follow certain prep guys, too, so they'll be like, man, I ain't know nothing. Nah, they got an event over there. Man, he prepping, I'm going. So then you get, you know, a car brings five people with them sometime, you know. So sometime more. So you get better competition.
I was just ready, man. It was nothing more than I could do. You know what I'm saying? Because
do you remember when that year? Well, you know how it is, dude. Remember we had it a couple of times. We was like, man, we got to get Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Steve Red, but when we got Tyler, who we had? We had Air Force One, J.R. King, and then in the following one year we had Flacco. Goldust, Lamar Swindle, and all Prince, all them guys are down. You know what I mean? They follow that, man. They know you're putting they can turn their cars loose. You know what I mean? It costs money, but it worked it in the end. When you see them cars, I think that was that Saturday when Flacco and Swindle went down. I missed it, but they said they went through that side by side as soon as the track was hot.
Yeah, that was the first shutdown. I remember that.
They said, man, and I missed it. I said, God damn. But they said it was something to see, boy. But, yeah, you'll get, you know, people better turn it up.
Yeah. It just,
well, for me, guess he ain't on here. But, yeah, that's a good deal, Mo. That is good. I mean, that's, hell yeah.
So that's what we got. That's what we got going now. As well as that, we have another invitation, Tarnell and Scott Milner. And Dwayne Bearden and Casey Collins give that race on May the 20th every year. They then brought they wanted me and Mika to be a part of, so they then brought me and Mika on board with that. So It's every time you turn around, somebody else, you know what I'm saying, bring, you know, want us to doggone come do an event with them. You know what I'm saying? Is that still a May 20th and 21st? I think the class is a small block nitrous and anything on 28th. And all still are going.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to be another good event.
That makes the monsters up bad, old dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
That'd be them gangsters, boy, 28 up there. Ooh, like steel? Shit.
That is the baddest. That is the baddest racetrack that doesn't have to bring nobody in the prep that I didn't been to. That motherfucker on kill on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't care what day you go to that motherfucker. That bitch going to be prepped the exact same week.
I'll tell you.
That bitch
going to
be
too,
prepped.
Oh, Garrett Everdale looked like he had that track. Pretty out there.
Oh yeah, hey, I'm making my business to support Gary next year. I'm gonna go to Gary. The problem,
we
always
say we're gonna go, but we don't wind up making it. It's another race. We've been to trick or treat
I'm gonna tell you it screwed me because I wanted to go support Kid Dog, but it fell on a dog on the same day that Trickers had already committed to trick or treat. So. You know what I'm saying? I had to go to trick or treat. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's what happened with that. But even though I don't never give a class like a small like was you know for what I built the car for a small block.
Yeah,
classes, so
that'd be some monsters.
Yeah, I can't even run with them cats. So I gotta grab. It'd be stuck for me to try to grab a grudge race, and every time I try to grab a grudge race over there, I can't never get nothing. That you know what I'm saying? Nothing that I that's a good race for me. So fuck everybody that be willing to race be something I can't do nothing with. So.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I never been over that Evendale, but I've been trying to get to Evendale. It's just they just don't never fall that week. But yeah, I'm saying Gary. Yeah, Gary definitely had that track on kill. It looked real good.
Yeah. I like how they got the stands in the back, man. You're looking down the back of the track, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we went out to the Holly Springs, and I'm gonna tell y'all this here. All that shit y'all see on the internet, don't believe the hype. You hear me? Like motherfucking, like Public Enemy, don't believe the hype. Them motherfuckers should be capped. The motherfuckers be having cap in their rap. I'm telling you, they talk that motherfucking shit, and if I'm lying, I'm flying. After Friday, after we motherfucking threw the fucking shoots and fucking Tony Bynes and Sean Mitchell face, we fucking drew down on 901 motherfucking Junior. We drew down on the Predator from 901. And that's all them everything we drew was drawn out on fucking big blocks. No small blocks then we drew out on big blocks. Predator wanted the motherfucking hit. Predator wanted to hit, Junior wanted to hit, motherfucking Silver Dollar wanted the back tie, Scrapper wanted the back tie. Scrapper wanted the 1-1, he didn't want to take the back tie. I told him I'd give him the back tie. We drew down on Grandson from G-Body from Chicago, motherfucking Jesse James, the G-Body from Detroit. Man, we drew down on all. We tried to get a race pad, and we could not get a race. We were waiting on D&D. They had problems. They fixed it, and they took the race with Jesse James because they felt like Jesse James was softer than us. So they took the race with Jesse James. They got away from Jesse James, and we were supposed to come around and do it. We got in the lane, and they came back and said they couldn't go to the transmission with her. So then we come, Silver Dollar was talking, Nuke was talking that shit to Silver Dollar. I told him, get that motherfucker up here right now for the, because he kept trying to draw me with 10, back tie for 10,000 like that was going to scare me. I told him, get that motherfucker up here right now with the back tie for them 10,000 and the motherfucker, all that shit was capped. And the motherfuckers was fucking scary. The motherfuckers be talking all that shit on the internet, and when you come to that fucking racetrack and it's in the go time, the motherfuckers don't be on go. They be looking for something.
Because you done made it pass. You made it been in the senior pass. If you done went out there and wouldn't have done that, they'd have been drawing down on your ass. You know what happened. The car was running.
Yeah,
it looked good.
That's what it was. I should have fucking just let the car coast through the finish line, but that's what the hell I did. We ain't make a fucking full pass the whole weekend.
Yeah, they probably would have give you locked that shit up when you ain't make that full pass. They probably did it. See, you had it locked in by the time before you raced Tony Bynes in that little red car. It'd been too late then.
Ain't nobody, ain't gonna do nothing.
They're trying to, man, I'm going to tell you what they're trying to do. They're trying to put me on Shorty. They're trying to put me on Shorty. They're trying to put me on Zeus. They're trying to put me on Game Over. That's all calls that we can't do a motherfucking thing with.
We deserve
no media coverage. For the first time, oh, man. Yeah, shit, I said. I was bouncing back, man. Going back, like you say. Saturday, I was watching live feed Tornado Jose Bryan, kept everybody, well, so kept me informed on everything going. He's all over the place.
Yeah, that's what I caught that on side of the trailer, and I was driving two other cars from out of camp, and I was messing with them cars and gambling with them cars and on the starting line gambling. I'm talking about, man, I couldn't get in. That car sat there all day, all night. Good night. That car sat there all day, all night.
I listened to Dog Show this morning. When I be working, I be listening to Dog Show, and that's what they said. They say, you sit up there Saturday at the start line, was asking every small white fighter. They didn't want to ask, and nobody wanted to tangle with you. You had to run big blocks, and so nope. Big blocks within the tangle.
The Pro Charles G-Body wanted the brick. The big block S10 wanted the brick. I'm like, man, y'all got to be fucking kidding me, man.
Pro Charles.
Man, Jamie, listen to me well. Once I figured, and I saw ain't one of those small blocks going to do nothing, I moved on to the big blocks. Fuck it. We up here. We racing, man. Nobody ain't one of these motherfuckers for the break. It was beyond me. Another fucking G-Body from fucking Chicago wanted the back tie and the break. Man, you got to be out your fucking
house. Well, give you the money, shit.
Sure, man. Hey, I got the picture. I set my ass down and just went to gambling and fucking with the motor car.
Yeah,
that's
it. Oh, yeah, shit.
It was a real good race. It's a real good race. The fucking track was working all day long. It was consistent.
Oh, man.
All day long. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a doggone racer. You can't ask for nothing no better than that. Than, you know what I'm saying? No more than that. Than a consistent racetrack. That motherfucker, Jimmy Bradshaw was on that motherfucker. He was on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He did exactly what needed to be done, that motherfucker. That motherfucker was on point.
Oh, yeah, they stopped the race and go down the track in a little bit every so often. That's,
yeah, that bitch was
you know, me when Jabba was still there, but still, you, man, it was as soon as a couple cars go down, and mother go down that track. He keep, just like when you watch Duck Race, they'd be on top of that, man. They'd be dragging and you know, a lot of people, you can't make it. There ain't no place to go to test pass. That's the event. You got to have locked-in grudger. You got to go early, like you say, that Thursday or that Friday to make you test. But Saturday, that's racing. That's people that was nothing but people that was locked in, ready to race. They had action all day, man.
Oh, yeah. Ain't all that. Let me tell you how that race ran. The gates opened up for 12. Track went high at 1. Testing tune was over at 2.
Yep, that's it. You ain't in line when they get up. That's it. You're going to sit there. Now, you might be able to make a pass eventually, but you're going to sit in that lane, in that testing tool lane, and you're going to be there all day. We went there with Hanbury one time. We made a pass early. We got back in line, and we just sit there. Finally, we were going to try to do something with somebody, but fuck you. We didn't even know if the car was going to make a pass. It blew the tire. I said, man, I ain't bet no big money. We a couple of $100 or something, but we didn't find nothing. We finally made a little pass, and that's when actually – school being there, they was testing Thurgood Marshall, and we went on side of him just to get where we can get up there and make a pass. But that was it, man. I mean, shit, you. But like I said, that's not a testing tune track. Not that event. You go there ready, but if you want to see some racing, just sit on the fence. They'll be out there. Well, get up on the line if you can. Or, you know, it's constant calls going down.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Again, man, I'm from our man up. Hey, motherfucker gambling, motherfucker racing. This is a good old time.
Oh, yeah. Get there early if you want a decent spot. If not, you're going to be in that back parking lot.
Yes, indeed.
Up there by the entrance. You'll be way up there, way back up in there, way up in there. See, that one year we went, Big Country and them was up there.
Yeah, we're going next. Well, in April they got this year it was the same day as Trick or Treat.
The big old small block race out there in South Carolina. They had an A League and a B League. They were supposed to pay $90,000, but a lot of cars dropped out. They paid $57,000.
That was one, Big Baxter, and Baxter went down there. Yeah, Z was the owner back then. We're gonna probably go watch some of that too. I was flipping, man. I was on my phone catching all of it. That car run. Well, yeah, he had that one. What else they had going on? I think that was it. Yeah, they had that $3 No Prep Kings. No Prep Kings.
Then they had a small block deal in South Carolina. They had Trick or Treat in Holly Springs, and they had a deal at
They was talking about the lights was fucking up at that track. Listen to Dog Show.
Yeah.
And then some shit went down. Crew was messing up or something.
Yeah, it fucked up bad. But man, hey, I'm trying my best to, you know what I'm saying, to bring some doggone good racing and a good doggone track, you know what I'm saying, so we can run our you know, fast ass cars that right here at home, man. Shit. Hey, I want to give the fans, you know what I'm saying, a good show. I want to give us a good track, you know what I'm saying, so we can doggone go down that motherfucker, man. Fuck that.
You know what? Like you say, you got Benoit, you got Coletta, still got his car, you got Fofo, you, Silverback, you know, all them fast cars, Blake, we got
motherfucking Mark Lassell coming out with, cause we got a bunch that go on and on. I can name off the top of my head 20 to 30 doggone fast ass cars, you know what I'm saying, around here that I know 28. For a fact gonna show up, or gonna get their cars ready, do whatever in their power to get their cars ready, you know what I'm saying, for the race when Jimmy Bradshaw come and prep that motherfucker. I'm willing to bet my $5 on that shit.
Oh, it's going to be packed, dude. And you're going to get some people come from other areas, too, going to come down because they know.
You fucking right.
The thing about this track is it's long, you know. That's a lot of people like. Yep. You ain't got to be worried about nothing. You got time. You know, something go wrong, you know, damn it, turn the car off and coast all the way to the end, you know. Shit, Yeah, that's good, man. I'm glad y'all got that happening. That's going to be good. So that'll be in May, you said? Well, you must be.
But the first race is going to be, it's going to be the Go Hard or Go Home, July.
Oh, July, all right.
Yeah. We're doing July 23rd and October 14th.
All right. Well,
and no problem.
Hell yeah. Shit. Well, that's good. That's quiet tonight, man. Ain't nobody putting their hands up. Clyde, your mic open. I unmuted you. Probably Cheese ain't on here.
I told you what the topic should have been. Cheese making a TikTok.
Oh, well, I ain't finished yet. Yeah, Cheese making TikTok, but I ain't do the topic yet. We was talking. Hang on. I'll kill Mike open. Well, you must have muted your mic. Good deal. Yeah. Yep, that's about it. I'd say the topic of the show tonight is, who do y'all prefer, Nicki Minaj or Dojo Cat? So y'all ain't racing, trying to race. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
hear.
All right, okay, I'm about to say. It got quiet. No shit, this old head thing messing up. 504-7662, who we got?
It's Mike. Mo, y'all got a race coming in Atmore?
We had the race in Atmore is, let me check my dates right quick, Mike. The one I know, the race we have in Atmore is next year. The one that I'm hosting.
we're going racing at more on the 4th and 5th. There's a Nitro versus Turbo deal. The invite only all steel all glass deal for $10,000. I'm driving the quarters in there.
Okay. No, I thought somebody said they had a race on the 24th and 25th of that morning. I thought you were throwing it.
Yeah, that's Pat throwing a race. It's got anything on 28 small block nitrous, all steel, all glass, and there's a $50,000 G body shootout invitation only 16 court.
Oh, okay. And y'all already see? I just got on. I just heard you talking about the track, and no problem. So Nelson had agreed to let somebody else come prep the track.
Yes, Nelson agreed to, for Jimmy Bradshaw to come prep. We're going to have Jimmy Bradshaw for Go Hard or Go Home July 23rd, and we're going to have him for Mississippi versus Louisiana October the 14th.
Okay. That's cool.
Yep.
All right, that's all what I have.
You covered.
Back on mute. Everybody back on mute.
I'm still here. I don't know where everybody at.
That's quiet. Oh, here we go. 504-5817. Boom. What's up, Boom?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Jamie?
How you making out?
Hey, close that door for me. Oh, it's been great to get up out of here, man. Gonna head on to the house, man.
What's
going on with
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Boom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You fumble the ball this weekend. Yeah, you hear me?
Huh?
You fumble the ball this weekend. Here, you hear me?
Hey, give up, Mo. I caught the ball on some real shit over on this end, but I wanted to leave and double dip. But shit, I was tired, man. I was tired. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I did pretty good for the weekend, though. I was good for the weekend, so I wasn't mad. That's why you ain't get no phone call from me. Yeah, I did fumble that ball, though. All right, y'all.
Ooh,
come on,
I tell you, hey, boom. They were handing that money out like Red Cross in 2005. They were handing that shit out.
I don't know if Jimmy on here, but I think I told Tony Bunn $100 now. I ain't called him and said, hey man, with my money or nothing. But I think when me and him and Jimmy was on the line, he asked me, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy was on the phone call with us. He asked me how much I was gonna gamble. I said, man, I ain't gambling but 100 or 2, you know what I'm saying? So but I ain't held it to the wall. I was just happy that you did what you did, man. You went out there and showed out like I already know you was. You hear me? I already knew you was. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, you know,
Boom. Listen, Boom. Listen to me, Boom. I'm telling. Lee, I knew Tony was fucked when I went to run Sean Mitchell and Tony said, hey man, let me get these $200 in there with you. I said, Tony knew he was fucked.
He tried to win some of his money back.
Right.
he going to play with house money. He going to play. He win 202 and then give it back.
Hey, Mo.
Oh, man.
That
ain't stupid.
The boy thought you was something.
Only been in
this
game a long time.
They thought we were sweet because we knocked the tires off motherfuckers five times Thursday. They thought we were sweet. And we went right off the motherfucking trailer. We went right off the motherfucking trailer Friday and went right down Broadway and dumped the laundry in the motherfucker's face.
Yes, sir. Yes,
shut that
sir,
bitch,
yes,
hey,
sir.
Shut that bitch off at about 500 feet on a big block.
Oh, shit.
Lord, hey, man, it's going to get good. It's going to get good, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give up. The track's going to get prepped right, and the coolness coming in. There's going to be a lot of daytime racing, man. You know? So,
yeah, man.
They got some good races coming up, man. They got some good races coming up. Shit, they got motherfucker, and they got Kelly got a motorcycle race up in Atmore this weekend.
All
right. You damn right. I had that written down too. I forgot about that, man.
Good.
What you got, Jimmy?
Yeah, I was on that phone call with Tony Buns and Boone. Yeah, Boone put up $100. Yeah, he showed it. I said, Boone, I said to myself, Boone, what the fuck wrong with Boone? I said, goddamn, Tony Buns calling down here to see about Mo Jesus. Hey, I was going to bet the house. He was already scooped in, but yeah, Boone did that. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah.
Well, I think I did. Yeah. So, like I said, if I went out there, I was going ham because I had that Pokemon money in my pocket. I said, shit, but I was so tired, fighting with them clowns all night long, man. I went on and they took it on down.
Man, who won so much money, man? I had to walk around my crossbody and I won some
more
money
up there. Yes, indeed. And look, man, you had them dancing too? Hey, but
But if I know Tony Bourne like I know him, he gonna come back.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna take that one laying down. He gonna come back. So I can see him next year down here in Louisiana. But it's gonna be even worse.
It's gonna be even worse. Oh, worse, boy. He gonna get a full pass then.
Right.
Hmm.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
I know it's slick as he's going to go try to slip one of the motors in that motherfucker. He come and try to ride
you. Yeah, but you got to get you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know, they all don't know what to do.
Let on. Hey. I don't give a fuck what he's slipping between them frame rails. That fucking chassis ain't going to take him but so much. I don't give a fuck what he's putting that bitch.
Right. Yep.
How's your mic open too?
Hey Mo, what the fuck y'all done slipped in the goddamn chicken weed over there, man? Listen.
Boy, y'all done let chicken weed cutting up, boy.
Hey, chicken went across the lake and then saw the special man. That was chicken and did.
Yeah, but he getting caught up folks that ain't got oil pressure right now. You know?
Boom, you know how it is when you got a motherfucker that has been down so long, when they get up, shit, they don't know how to act.
Oh, yeah, chicken went up there whipping up, man. Shit, chicken having fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. Yeah. Chicken wanted to beat that dude Clayball, huh? On the motor.
Man. Man, listen.
On the fucking motor.
I'm on the motor.
I think I got one.
Huh?
Shit.
Yeah, I'm a red chicken. Whenever I get off, I'm gonna fuck the chicken up though.
Fuck around, get out there and blow them tires on chicken. Chicken gonna put that gas talk on you.
I'm not gonna watch that playing with him on the street. Seriously, I'm not gonna do that. Man, I'm gonna go somewhere with some beans on him. Turn that beam on.
Yeah.
Turn that beam on. I'm gonna beat him. You gonna know you beat. I'm gonna beat him. I'm gonna beat him like so. Because I ain't going to run them until I'm ready. When I'm ready, I'm going to do just like I used to do when I was talking on the show when I had all the presents. Okay, lock in, spread out the trailer this day. I did that. I'll do it again. I just like, I just got to get off first. Once I get off first, it'll be the same moment. And guess what? The motherfucker did all that written on the motherfucking live feed. I requested 3 times to talk. He denied me 3 times. You hear me? That's why I did my little live feed. And guess what?
That's what he made the live feed talking, calling you out, boo?
The man ain't ready to race, man.
I saw the live feed, but I never watched it. I said, well, I'm going to watch it later today.
I won't look. 17 people on here and won't nobody lock me in. I told him I locked him in with the other little boot truck we got. He ain't replied. Other people told him they're racing. I seen every car, all his race cars, but the car. And that bitch must be in the shop somewhere. I seen the Mustang. Oh, the body thing, whatever it is. I can't wait. I get off. That was fucking sick. I don't want to raise nobody up.
That's going to have to quit.
I ain't going to fuck with the Quint no more. I mean, who's going to be friends? Maybe the Quint is going to be friends. I'm trying to raise chicken now.
Life.
Oh, man.
We all
I got a little event going on this weekend, bro, at Finish Line, the Halloween Grudge Fest. And the track gonna be open Friday also. Friday night. And because we got some people, I know the Arkansas boys, and they're gonna come out their little food truck, they got a little skin. And they're gonna get a little shootout, you know, hang out. They said they just wanna come out and hang out with the fellas. But they went to eat there, hung out with a lot of people. And they said they've been watching the page up there in Finish Line Grass Strip page, watching the video and stuff. He said that'd be a nice little trip to go have fun on. But yeah, we have another S10 shootout. Unfortunately, I'm not gonna be able to make with my little truck. But hey, you know what I'm saying? You can't rush perfection. I already know what I'm gonna do. I got a little inbox about some stuff, some parts that I can use to get me going with things. The bottom end ready. You know what I mean? It's at the shop. You know what I'm saying? It's just the head that was damaged real bad. I'm wondering like they're gonna be able to recover.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we're working on it.
Oh, that is the shit.
He's barking up the right tree. I think him and Dinky race, he barking up the right tree. I like Dinky on that. You know what I'm saying? I like Dinky.
Yeah.
If that race ever happens.
Like 504-5073, who we got? All right, your mic open in 5073. Your mic open.
Let me see, bro.
I'm not going to talk. Let me mute that mic. All right, 5073, your mic was open, but you had a lot of background noise. I'll come back to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you got an S10 shootout, boom?
Yeah, we having an S10 shootout. An S10 shootout and a one with your bronze shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think it's gonna be pretty decent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of the SCNs in Mississippi. You know?
Mm-hmm.
These guys just they just be looking for something to do. You know, Don Mack truck can get in there. It's going to be good,
yeah.
Man. Your boy with the Levite SCN can get in there. You know,
Luca.
But you know, Bank Run don't got a little SCN too.
I know that SCN.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but then there you go.
But the one with your bug is the one with your bug.
Yeah.
Whatever you burn, whatever you burn.
Mm-hmm. Try to mic. Honk your mic back open. 409-9582. That's Mr. Glenn.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
How you doing, Mr. Glenn? All right.
Doing all right. Hey, is old Boom still alive, or he finally got off that guy and come on the show?
Yeah, I'm here. Boom.
I mean, you know, when I visited that boy, when I knew he had no old, you know what I'm saying? I didn't root real good in college. All out the way, I just played with him and shit, but this nigga, he kept going ham on me. You know what I'm saying? And then he got me wrong with him.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. Yeah. But, she is. Yeah. But it's all good. I'm glad he's optimistic and he's getting out. You know what I'm saying? So he's feeling himself.
Yeah.
I want him to get some seat time. I really do. And I want him to learn the car. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, we all need to wear all the safety equipment, man, because these cars can't get out of control.
Yep.
You know, we need to know what to do when they do get out of control. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you know
mm-hmm.
your car. And sometimes them cars will do some unexplainable shit. You know, you can ask most run around quite a bit of time. You know what I'm saying? On different situations.
Yeah.
On different situations. We don't want the races already. Never mind when the motherfucker come out. The bag Joe.
Yeah.
You know what I
just said.
I ain't doing it. No.
Yes, sir. Wait. I'm ready, man. I wish I was rich. I could finish my car. But I just had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't too many people throwing them aluminum cans out no more. Can't pick no more on the side of the road no more. Put them up. Let me see. 504-5073. You had background earlier. Reopen your mic. Who we got? All right. Get you back. Unk your mic open back. All right. Yes, sir. So what you waiting on, getting your head fixed, Boom? That's it?
Huh?
You waiting on heads?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm thinking about doing, I know what fed it. I've been in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
We'll get them and put them on them. And I'll be back rolling.
It's all yours, huh?
Huh?
But sell yours or keep some back up?
Yeah, I keep the other one. I'm going to keep the other one, the back up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Hell
yeah.
Yeah, man. What's wrong, man?
Y'all know, Jamie, when I had oil pressure, you know what I'm saying, I ran every fucking well track opened up there. I wouldn't give a fuck where it was. I was there.
Gulfport, everywhere. Yeah, that's why I fucked your cool up there. I don't know. That was me on the name.
Well, that called nitrous or turbo?
Turbo. Hey,
okay.
Yeah, turbo. Look, but I couldn't beat Goku, but I beat him that day. You say that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't beat Goku, but I beat him that day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Shit.
But I tell people, you know what I'm saying? Me and Joe did that for $100 because we would had to be lined up by each other. I said, fuck, we're making a pass. Bet $100. I can't do the balloon. It ain't but $100, homie. I'll buy you a pill of gas.
Yeah, make it a little interesting, you know? Put a little, make you concentrate, and then that ain't the test pass.
The tunnel. And, yeah, mother gets you $100.
Yeah.
Now, you ain't going to make a full hit. Then you don't make your money, you know what I'm saying?
No,
no,
exactly, no.
You know?
Yep.
But, yeah, our calendar for Friend of Nine Drag Script is open. And for any, if there's any promoters on here listening, the 23 calendar year is open. Don't say they about it. You ain't got what's name throwing a razor every day. So what? Yeah, you could throw one every day too.
Well, yeah, if nobody else throwing them, at least you got events to go to.
It
ain't that
thing.
Easy.
No, they ain't no walk in the park. They can do that. They just see the money.
Yeah, I'll count the money. Pocket watch it. Realize that's stress and then something go wrong. That person got to hear about it all the time.
So, damn, y'all not doing the races here?
Nah. We'll take a break, man. Sit back.
Right.
Reevaluate some data. Things. You know?
Data. Get some data, man. Exactly. You already know. You think your big buddy Boom been doing? I've been getting data on, bro. I know what the data is.
Man. The last couple of months, man, we were so stressed. We all mad at each other, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we all friends and we mad at each other at the end of the day. Our Dwala race is going on, you know, stressed out with shit. So we rather just show up, see when it's time to leave. When we want to leave, you go to race, put your shit in the trailer, on the trailer, and go home. You ain't got to sit there and wait for it to close. You're tired, you go on to your house. Well, you give that race, you there from sun up to sundown, and then to the last, your last person leaves. That's killer, man. That's a lot of work. I mean, we like it. I mean, it's not fun, but we enjoyed the benefit that came out of it, you know, seeing some good racing. But the stressful part wasn't worth it, man, you know, so. I tell people all the time when I used to run the model boats, used to travel and race them little boats. And same thing the old man told me a long time. I said, man, tell him, Jamie, going to these races is much easier than having one. So he said, oh, let's have one at the little club we had. We threw a race. You talk about work the crap out you. Same thing with that. Show up to a race, pull your car out, run it, sit down when you want to sit down, eat when you want to eat, relax. You know? So. Yep. Actually, No Mercy this weekend. So that's kicked out. It'll be kicked off Wednesday. Tomorrow they'll start doing tests. Test passing on Wednesday. I think Wednesday's the 30th. I think it is Wednesday. But then they got so big now you can't get no. You got to join that thing to get the live feeds, and before they used to put the shit up for you to watch. Now they want to charge you. Got to join Flow Racing.
You get it off the ass off on that. They're gonna make a motherfucker pay to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind $20. I mean, entry fee, but
They want you to join the floor. Oh, you get out. I don't want to watch all the motherfucking races, that bracket racing and all that bullshit. I don't want to see none of that. I just want to watch duck racing. That's it. You don't go to none of the no-time events, so why would I want to join that? Like, some crazy. I think it's like $79, $99 a year or some shit like that. I'm paying for all that. It might be high enough. If it is like this, I can see, so I don't know. But, hey. Ain't no biggie. Somebody will post it. Yep. Yeah, I'm ready. Give me some all pressure, too. Take the hit from the roller.
Well, I wonder who chicken gun ring.
We out there already? Again?
Huh?
What, he out racing again tonight?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh.
I wonder who the next race gonna be.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he called one person name that said he'll run it right now. He said Dinkin' name.
Dinky?
In that purple car.
With the little Vega?
The Mustang.
The little, oh, you got a purple Mustang, Mustang then?
Huh? Used to be great. Used to be great. The little Mustang Dinky had, man. Used to be great.
The little silver one?
What? Silver.
The one we ran?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, they painted. Sorry. Well, I just like that car.
I did. I always liked it too, bro.
Yeah, that car was so nice. I like the wheels. Everything about it was nice and clean. A clean looking car.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Let me try this.
But yep.
Oh. Yeah, man. You know, let me get this. How'd you know your mic open, huh?
Yes, sir. I was finishing up getting some stuff off the grill, man. Yeah.
All right. I know where they're coming. I'm hungry at night. Let me try. I think it's your mic open again. I don't know if you hit the wrong button by accident or what. Are you listening? Elton.
What happened? Yeah.
I see your mic open. Did you hit the wrong button by accident or something? Or you wanted to open and be put in the queue?
No, you did that shit.
No, your hand was up. Boy, I ain't do nothing. You hit the wrong button. I was just hitting it open. All right. Well, I'll put your thing on mute.
You did that shit.
You sound like the Quinn, like I turned you off, man. How I'm gonna make the hand come up? Alright.
You did that shit, nigga. Come on, you did that shit.
Alright. Yeah. I'm good like that. A lot of things I do too.
Yeah, you hit good, because I wasn't even in the truck. My phone in the truck.
Yeah, but you hit it up early, long time ago, man. You must have pressed it one when you first got on. Oh, ball talk might be tripping. I opened it up and you had a bunch of noise in the background. I heard you talking, so I muted it. I said, let me go back to it. You probably forgot he had hit the one button.
It's all good.
Just put your phone on mute in case you want to talk again. I ain't got to unmute it. If the hands stay up, it won't long. I won't see. All right. 601-0621, who we got?
What's going on?
What's up, Cody? Cheers.
Oh, nothing. How y'all been?
Shit, not the same, man. Work. Fuck, that's it. Work. It just come in to do a little dude on a little jewelry store here in Madisonville. He told me he bought a house. He want me to go look at it again for some cabinets. So, fuck, that's another job. Shit.
Mike had money. So.
Yeah, he said, well, you can get it for this price. I'll do it. Fuck, you should never tell me that. Fuck, I'm going to come in that.
Right at that probably. That's it.
All right.
Yep, but that's it, man. Shit, ain't nothing happening. Watching live feed on Raisin.
Yeah.
That's it, you know. Hey, did nothing. Nothing to the call.
You ain't done nothing to it.
Well, I got everything set. I redid my plumbing like I need to do. I moved my tank. Now my old two cents that I gotta figure out how I'm gonna move my wire to get that bung in there. I redid my exhaust.
Yeah, I got
so,
you.
So I put that on there. I gotta figure out how I can get enough slack and where I can put it at. And then I put that transmission temperature sensor on it, so I gotta wire that up. So that's it. I mean, easy stuff that probably take me if I start on a good Saturday morning, shit, I'll be done Saturday evening, if not finish it up by 12 Sunday, you know, going over everything.
That's right.
But you know, you get them, that's the stuff that kill you, because you'd be like, oh, I'll get that tomorrow, that ain't nothing, you know. It ain't like when you got a big, like you got to put the
motor
in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You do a little bit on it, because you know, if I do a little bit here, do a little bit here, I'll be done. But that little shit, I'll get that tomorrow, knock it out tomorrow. Well, tomorrow becomes a week, then a month, then a couple of months.
Yeah, and then it gets put off a month.
Yeah, then next you know, you're 2-3 months down, you know, you're not. I did this thing. But I was hoping more than that race November 19th, because that would have sparked me up to go to that race. I mean, that morning, I wanted to be there that one, so. But I'll
hey,
get
Jamie.
It.
What the deal is on 29th? There's somebody that race on 29th.
The track got a race. I know Flop helped promote it. I don't know if he got something to do with it. I know he's on the flyer. I think that's all that. No problem.
Oh, so that's not a regular
session
tonight.
I don't know. Let me pull up on Facebook. I'll tell you right now. I know you had posted
I know Big Reg and all them and Mike and all them keep talking about the 29th, coming to the track on the 29th. What's on the 29th?
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. No. I know they had some little thing Flop was posting that he was, I think track didn't he help promote it, some deal like that. They got testing too on Friday night, so the 28th they can go. Well, it is the 29th, yeah. And then, come on, Jamie. Let me pull up Facebook. It's got it on here. Damn it. Now I can't find it. October 29th, gates open at 1, spectators 20. They got a small tire race, and they got a bikes. And that's it. So they got, yep.
Well, I'm looking on it said event from the 20 Friday, Saturday and Sunday, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I just see this one just showing here. It's showing the 29th and then just say 16 cars would be a nice pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I thought they had something going on.
Well,
they
got the little thing they got a testing tune Friday. Yeah.
Where is that at?
No problem. They get the track having a little race doing something. But they got to be pro mods and gonna be at state capitol this week.
Small tires paying out what?
Let me pull it up, Cody. Let me get back ahead of right here. I think it's 100% payback. Yeah, the small tire, $100 buy-in. They don't say how much. I think they're just going on. Let me see. Based on 16 cars, more plus, they don't tell you how much they're giving away. They just say $100 a piece. $100 a car, $4 a piece. So, yeah, it's going
to
be
up. How much to get up for that profile
on top?
Yeah, and they don't say it, you know. They're not guaranteeing no money on top. Yeah. So,
I got you.
What'd you say?
How much it cost to get up for that promo race?
Normally $20. Let me see the state capital.
Did you watch?
I didn't see it. Huh? I said, if you're just watching, you know. Well, yeah, spectator, yeah, probably $20, but I'm, let me, before I tell you a number, you're going to do me mad. Let's see.
Okay.
Here it is right here. So we can see. Oh, here it is. Adults 20, 12 and under free. There you go. $20.
Okay, all right. How much is it at the end of the pro mod, right?
Oh, I never did so. No, they didn't have nothing on that about that. They just says, quick 16 door slammers, box, no box, ET. They don't have nothing on it. No, they don't have nothing on it. Go there at all. Huh?
That's this week, all
right? Yeah, it's this week. Yep. Saturday, October 29th, State Capitol Raceway, Battle on the Bayou, Cajun Outlaw Nationals. They have that every year over there. Outlaw Pro Mods.
Okay, no problem or Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge. The problem got Metterits, with a small tire race.
Oh, okay. All right.
The gates open at 9, they running at 10. They're doing test passes at 10 at State Capitol. So.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What y'all been doing, Cody?
Man, nothing. A lot of work. A little bit of fishing.
Yeah.
A little bit of dirt racing. A little bit of working on hot rods.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I've seen some
got
videos.
Got a couple hot rods together ready to come back out now that it ain't so hot.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, James, you got some videos?
Huh?
I've seen some videos of Silverback racing. That must be some old video I was looking at. Look at it. It was in Steele, Alabama somewhere. On the East Coast somewhere. That must have been an old video, huh? Oh, yeah, y'all went out to a race. What's his name? Code.
It's been an undisclosed location.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Y'all gonna bring Don Mac truck out to try to win that truck shootout?
We might. When is it?
This weekend.
Oh, I don't know. We might. I don't know. I had to talk to Don. I don't know. We might.
All right.
When is it? Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be on
off
Friday also.
Deal or how y'all doing?
No. We're gonna start early though. We ain't gonna be off early.
How early? Like what time are you planning to start first round?
Oh, round five, four between four and five because it's cooler. You know what I'm saying? Track ain't gonna be as hot as long, you know. So that way we can run on into the night and then start grudge racing around 9:30, 10:00. You know.
Yeah. I mean, this time of year, it's good to go ahead and start early because the dew's gonna get bad.
Right. Right. I'm gonna try to move as quick as possible. But I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's one reason why we open Friday. So if you need data, you know, make that ride to come and get you some data, and then you'll be ready for tomorrow. And you can come off the trailer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I don't need no data down there. We can come off trailer at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've seen.
I seen you do it. How did how Grandpa even say a many of your times? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I love racing early.
Yep.
Now, I'll talk to Don. We might try to make it down there. I didn't know y'all were having that this weekend, but
yeah.
We might try to make it down there. That.
Yeah, I try to do something somewhere every Halloween, man. Cause we used to have a little.
Man, I've been so busy and stuff. I ain't been on Facebook and all that. I just ain't seen nothing about it.
Okay.
Man, we've been so busy working and all that. I ain't been on Facebook. I didn't see anything about it.
Right. I can imagine he's busy. I can imagine.
What is it, S10 on 28 or what, just S10 class?
Yeah, it's on 28, yeah.
Okay, S10 on 28.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No test, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yep. I try to do something for, like, people like Lil Top, Yo Truck, John Truck, you know, My Truck, you know, the little, other little blue trucks. You know, something for the small guys to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Hot Rod. All those type of small trucks, you know, S10 trucks.
That's right.
Yep. Old chicken. Chicken say he gonna fuck everybody.
I'm trying to get this drive shaft and U joints together. Put a little more bite in it, try to go on the radio and it didn't like it. So I'm waiting on a new drive shaft.
Uh oh. I see you.
I ain't gonna say it didn't like it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. It's quiet, man. For 35 calls too.
Hey, Boom, at least chicken didn't pull up on you.
Hey, oh, he pulled up on somebody?
Man, chicken pull up on Danky.
What?
Man, they said he was on a live with Slop, Danky, and Chicken. And they said Chicken phone hung up. Chicken phone went out. But Chicken was around the corner. Chicken pull up on live and went up there by Danky. I said, God damn, Chicken wildin'. Oh, yeah.
Damn. Shit.
I think he just enjoying himself, though. You know, he got went in the battle. He got him a win, so he's enjoying himself right now. Shit.
He sure will.
Yep.
Because when I get hard pressed, I'm gonna make him get humble again. So I was trying to find that video. Hot Rod.
Well, I beat that man 20 colors, man. That man didn't see nobody, wasn't nobody down at the finish line. That motherfucker made a U-turn and gunned that bitch and went back down there. I got him. I got him. Motherfucker like, no way you got him. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker down the floor. I'm like, no way. Man, we re-ran that shit, man. Man, I got that boy the same motherfucking way. And a little bit, I think it was a little worse. Man, I got a turtle, man. I know that car he got. I know the dude who just had a car. I ran that dude before. That's a pretty quick car, man. I ain't worried about
him. Yeah, you know, he from our, dude, he had it from on our end, man. We know him.
I raced him with the Caesar.
Yeah.
I raced him with the Caesar.
Y'all
yeah, he beat my mother. He beat me all on top of my head too. You know, but man. Hey, you know, racing is racing. You lose, you win. Yeah, I lost. You know, but I just want to be. Accident in the wintertime. That's all I want. Cause this, that
there
fucking rain, man. That rain fucked up a lot of shit, man. You know? In the rain time.
Hopefully it was like last year. It didn't rain that much during the winter.
See, the winter wasn't even here, though, Jamie. Winter wasn't even here. That, it just fucking rained. I guess.
Yeah, what I'm saying, last year, remember,
fall,
it didn't rain from winter. Normally it rained from, like, October, November. You get there, that's how wet season. The construction can't get shit done. But last year, it was dry, you know. I'm saying, hopefully it's like that way this year again, you know. Because everybody's starting to come back out again. I don't forget how many days I'm on. So somebody's supposed to keep my number one fan should tell me. You chime in, let me know. I think I'm like 300, something like that. Yep. Yes, sir. Oh, man. What other races is everybody waiting for, gearing up for? I mean, we got the one in Atmore. And that's it. Shit, we ain't got much left. We got Boom Race this weekend. Oh. There's going to be no prep race end of November at US 90. That's about it. Well, Ty Kelly got a little race this weekend, too. Bike race. The cars are welcome. I forgot to, I know I wrote written that down somewhere.
And I didn't get to see it earlier. Oh, Jesus! Congratulations, Jesus got the Cub of the Week for his Will it dog give him the Cub of the Week?
Yeah, I listened to some of the show while I was working today.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, but I tell you what, I heard him say, Tony ain't gonna want to smoke. Hey, remember the last time Tony came here? He stood against that wall and was acting like he's the baddest man alive. Boom! Remember that grudging? He was like, yeah, you know, I came out here, nobody wouldn't run Tony. So now Tony got to come
out here. Put it on him, huh?
No more. Yeah, man, Kai stressed out. That motherfucking shocks went to work on his ass down there. Said, man, some money Mayweather shit happened down there. Put on a fucking clinic. Put on a clinic
on his ass. Yeah, they told him, ain't nobody want to know. Okay, fuck, well, we'll see.
But like Jimmy said, he got to come back. He coming back to try to do stuff. He might come with a different car, but he coming back.
Like most ain't going to swap the motor.
Yeah, it ain't going to work. The cash ain't going to hold it.
Yeah. But you hear that car was running down. I said, goddamn. Lee, tell you what, he pushed it in the bean, dog, getting that. Those motherfuckers would have did shit. Tony has one thing about it. I'm going to send it down through there.
Oh, yeah, he going to try his luck now. He going to try his luck. He was hoping something happened. He was hoping he kicked the tire or something. Even though that car ran bad, the average motherfucker wasn't going to run with it. I'll say that now.
Fuck you. He wasn't that close to mine, but he was went down there. I said, fuck, the bitch running bad, it still made an okay pass. Shit.
I said, when the dog talking about
been
here, popping and shit, I said, fuck, god damn.
Yeah.
If my ass out the way, them fuckers are running bad. Like that. Oh, no.
Shit, he tore out that pretty decent. Hell yeah, shit. Yes, sir. Shit. That's it, man. How to
shit.
Some Trans Am you got?
Yeah. We're trying to get ahead of fitting in. It's fitting them in, so. Had to raise
a big
raise
block.
It hard
to fit in there,
motor.
Big 2 1/8. You got 2 1/4?
Crazy. No. Inch and 7/8. Inch and 7/8.
Clyde, you hear you got to bring those tubes on there, Clyde.
Inch and 7/8. Inch and 7/8. The motor mounts, trying to run the motor mounts with the LS, but it just won't fit with the turn that's on them, and I'm not going to spend no money to get no new tubes. So we're going to just get an extended thing, put the motor plate, raise it up something with the motor plate. Fuck all that. I got room above the transmission, so I'm not going to fight ball hoop. I said, well, how much to fix that? He said, well, that'll be about $800. Oh, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get $40 worth of, I'm going to get $40 worth of fucking extension and put a motor plate in there and watch me work.
There you go.
We'll be all right.
You get that motor plate pretty cheap. That pre-cut one for an LS?
Oh, yeah.
You know, around for the water pump?
$110 or $140, depending on the name.
Yeah.
$110 or $140.
Man, look on Amazon. You find them cheap sometime. I want to find mine like $89.
Yeah, I got one over Amazon one time for like $70. I knew it wasn't right. When I got it, it had 3 holes where the water pump hole would go.
Mine was off. Mine fit perfect. It was from it might have been from Michigan Motorsports, one of them companies.
I called the man tell me, we do the 3 small holes and put a restriction so you don't have to run with the thermostat. I said, man, you crazy motherfucker, man. I want my money back.
Fuck that. No siree. Damn, man, it's quiet. I want to talk. Is everybody getting ready for trick or treat? Go trick or treating with the kids. Get some candy. Yep. That's about it. All right, what type of candy you giving out Monday?
Monday? Hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give all candy corn. People say they don't like I'm going to give all candy corn. I ain't got to give much away.
If it's a Jelly Bellies, I'll come get that. Don't get that old fucking
candy corn.
That little Satters or whatever, that 2 for $1.19 or... 59 cent a pack.
Hope I don't fuck up and get the wrong gummies and put out there. Sharon be walking up the street back.
Shit, I'll come get them too. They got one over here in the little group on the north shore. Y'all gotta watch this. This is happening. People, and it was like, it ain't even Halloween yet. How this is happening?
Yeah, how Sharon get the candy, man? Hey, they went their mom
in
the drawer.
It's in the pack, one of the little packs, you know, you get the little, man, some kid who took his mama's stash.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep.
It's good on that.
Just like coming in and tell my smell the room.
Yeah. Shit. Kid done found your pack. Shit, I'll be going through that. I wouldn't say shit, go through that shit. I'll take these. Let me get you on these, Dad. You don't like them. This candy for mama right here, Daddy. Take this right here off your hands. Oh, man. Well, shit. Let's see if anybody else hit the one, but well, here we go. 504-5178, who we got?
Hey, this is Big Reg, man. How y'all doing today?
What's happening, Reg? What you just hit the one button again or something?
Yeah, I ain't think
you seen
line, the first time.
Drum line.
Oh, no. If you hit it one time, don't press it again, because what they do is take you out of queue. Luckily, I just hit
it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But, yeah, if you press the one button, just leave it on because it raises a little hand. When you press it again, if you listen, it'll say you're not out of the host queue, and it'll take your hand down. So I don't know who – I won't be able to see you. But,
okay.
Yeah,
you ain't giving out no hearts for Halloween?
Man, look, I called the man and asked him if they're going to send some so we can mail them across there. I know where you're trying to send some at. So I'm going
to
send them to you so you can
– Kadoo bitch ass and send the other woman to Riesling, the pole motherfucking ass. But they ain't got no fucking heart. All that shit they talk to me about how bad they want to kick my ass. I told the man recently for $1,000. They told me to name my price. I said $1,000. Now I'm trying to buy a reason. Where the fuck that comes
man,
from?
Man.
Jamie, if I talk shit to you for a whole year, you would want to run me for at least $1,000, huh?
Well, if you tell me name my price, I mean, that's the key. They told you name your price. It'd be different if they told you less range, and then you said something and said, oh, no, not that. But you said they named the price, and, hey, they need to. Or they should have said, well, hey, man, let's at least do this.
No.
Kadoo, what's up with that, man? Come on. Well, yeah, we're going to have court.
And you named your price. But if they didn't say the price, I said this. $500 is a decent price, but if they told you name your price and you named it, then
it
didn't move. Now,
hey,
Kadoo,
your mic open.
Let me get this right. I
got
to go to court.
Let me tell you a badass something, nigga.
Oh, wait.
I'm
bad for
the motherfucker. If you want to raise this motherfucker so bad, hold on. Let me talk. If you want to raise so bad, why you raise for the 500 then?
Because you didn't have 500. You said you had two.
Fucking man. First of all,
man, the man got
Paul
the shit
told,
on video.
Hold on. First of all, Paul told you two, and that's Eric. I said I'm gonna add the other three to it to make five. You dig what I'm saying? Now, why
you
talking about
getting
again?
You
talking like no. Man, put your scary ass in that fucking car, man.
Eric,
you
let's see if we can
get to the conclusion of this. So y'all want to race? Y'all want to race for 500?
I want to race for $1,000.
All right, okay. Well, he want to race for $1,000. Kadoo, y'all want to run for $1,000?
$1,000.
The man said 500. That's what we racing for. If you don't want to race for 500,
oh,
fuck it.
Right,
Hold on. Hey, Hot Rod, you're the one. Hot Rod, Red was the one that was talking about how bad he want to kick Paul ass. You kept fucking with the man. Now come meet the man, you motherfucker, you. Nah.
Bring your $1,000 and find out how bad of a
motherfucker
hey, fuck
I am.
Fuck that. You don't want
to get the $1,000?
You
said
you got
money.
You said you, why not get $1,000?
Look, money and everything. If you want to raise that bad, raise for the five.
It ain't got
to
be
you
everything.
You want that bad, raise for five, motherfucker. Let me show
you
that slow ass thing.
You want to raise me?
You got a fucking turtle, man.
Well,
and I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove to you got a fucking turtle. Now,
who do I like better, Dojo Cat or Nicki Minaj? Because this race ain't going to happen. I'm taking the server.
I'm gonna say like your boy say, own the most. Nah.
Man.
You motherfucker.
I'm just trying to figure it out. If a man tell me, name my price, and he tell me, what he going to do to me, I can do whatever I want.
Hey, look. Say, JMA, all that shit he talking is out the loop. Now, you want to raise for 500? Take it. Come on, take the five. You bad for the
Y'all ain't no sense to keep going because he want to raise for 1,000 and you said 500. So until y'all come out, well, how about this? Why don't y'all do it for 750? How about that? Why don't y'all meet in the middle for 750 then? Could do you go up 250, Red, you come down 250. How about that?
Damn, I ain't going to bullshit you, buddy.
I understand your point. Trust me, I do.
Yeah,
Pull your mic open too.
All right, what's going on, my man? Like I told Red, the first time we raced, I raised Red for nothing. He come begging me to race him, so I beat his ass bad. Now, I asked Red to give me another run. Ain't got to be no money. Let me talk. It don't have to be for no money, bro. But, no, you say $1,000. For what?
No, but see, I want $1,000 because I want to leave a song.
No, that don't work like that, Red. I'm on
that
top.
That do. Because after that race that I raced you when I had that stock-ass motor shooting nitrous on it.
Stock motor.
You went
man, come on,
to
man.
Every motherfucker who you know.
Come on, man.
Who racing, I raced. And you went told him her dad you kick a stock motor ass. So now,
man,
I want to bet you $1,000 that you won't get nowhere near me.
Red, that bitch still run like a stock fucking motor.
Red buying himself out of Red. That's all he's doing.
That's all he's doing.
He's trying to buy himself out of Red. I don't gamble, man.
For Meeker Race, y'all walking around with two packets full of money. Talk about y'all waiting on me. Now I'm pulling.
Wait
I got
on you.
My money.
Man, you ain't got
now you motherfuckers don't want to do nothing.
Man. Well, like I told you, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Bro, we beating a dead horse. If he don't want to
win, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Y'all want 500, you want 1,000? Ain't no sense in that because, I'll just have to revisit that later. Maybe y'all on the same property. Y'all might draw down on each other. Ain't no telling.
There you go.
I drew down on him. Why not move?
Hey, you ain't doing nothing, man. You ain't
getting
nothing, man. You talking about
the budget off 500, you ain't budgeting off 1,000, so
I'm gonna show you that fucking yellow motherfucker made out of.
I can sit at the fucking house and make $500, but I know what that $1,000 gonna make you feel crazy.
Well, you know what that yellow truck gonna do his ass.
You didn't want to come out there because you had all your people there. You didn't want to see you get drugged down that fucking track.
What people?
Did y'all have a birthday party over there?
Man, I stay by myself, bro. I'm a loner.
Oh, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're Franklin people.
Yeah, but that was a birthday party. I was out there enjoying myself.
Why you enjoyed yourself? You went and brought a tech card and ain't made an air pass.
I could do that.
You know that motherfucker
ready off
the trailer.
Yeah.
That's why. Y'all would have pulled that bitch up there to that line. I would jump on your fucking ass. I swear to God. That would have been your free race, but you ain't moved.
Man. Red, it ain't going to happen, bro.
I know.
If you got it, why not? Money don't mean nothing to you, huh? It ain't about the money. Why not?
Red, listen, I tell you what, I'm broke. All I got is $500. Do you want a raise or not?
Not for no $500. I want to raise you for $1,000.
Let me help y'all. Ain't no
show me
$1,000
anyway.
Oh, hey, Jen, hey.
What
you talking about, man? Hey.
I told him ain't nothing to talk about. Leave alone.
Leave alone. Hang on.
I ain't got nothing to talk about no more.
Yeah,
then Mike,
anyway.
Then Mike
said
you gonna put that
$500
up.
I thought he said that. I thought that in that group. Then Mike said
you
gonna
put
that
$500 up. He said I got a wedding to go to. I ain't gonna be able to make it.
Who said that?
I'm in the wedding. I'm on the wedding on the 29th. So you dig what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't raise you any other. I don't give a fuck, though. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You know, I will not
we ain't gonna do
hang on. Y'all ain't gotta do it on the 29th, dude. What's so important about the 29th? If the money's there to be for the race to happen, why it's gotta be the 29th?
But the race can happen then. Then this y'all need to get this shit fixed. Then if Mike gonna put that at 500 up, the race gonna happen then. Kadoon, Paul, and put 500. You got that 1,000. So,
listen,
y'all need to set up a
day.
Everybody was
on the property. Listen to me. Everybody was on the property. It's probably them from Franklin to say, look, we'll put up the other 500. You raise $10. You know what that man said?
Nah, they never said that.
Oh, man, the man was standing right there when he said
line,
he can't jump. He said, I think they came up with the other $500. The dude from Franklin said they'll put it up. Whenever we on the track, listen, whenever we have the track together, you got whatever you got over there, we're gonna make it right. Cause I'm sick of you, motherfucker.
There you go.
That's what we need to happen, Red. Man, shut your scary ass up, Kadoot.
Yeah, you scary motherfucker. That's why you play with that dog. If you want
broke
the race, you scary motherfucker.
Shut your broke ass up.
Man, I'm going to show you something, boy. I promise you, nigga, I'm going to take your
drawers
off.
You know what you're going to show me? You're going to show me how to lose.
I'm going to take your trunk and your drawers off. How you like
that? You're going to show me
how to lose.
Nah.
All right. Hey, Jeremy. I'm going to take his trunk off his car. That bitch always popping up, and I'm going to take his drawers off, too. Watch.
Take my drawers off. That dick gonna hang out. Now what you gonna do then?
Hey, Kadoo. Did y'all ever get that ball?
I'm here to make it from the back. Nah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm using that dick anyway, motherfucker.
Man,
I told you, man. You can't. Go ahead, man. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. When I see y'all at the track, we gonna hook something up.
Well, there you go. Make it happen, Red. Make it happen. Get the race done, man. I know you want that money, but
I want that money. Though. I ain't gonna lie.
I know, but you want that whipping. But hey, answer this: you want to whip that ass more than you want that money, though, don't you?
True.
That it is. So the money can't stop the race. Don't let it. You still want to whip that ass. I mean, it don't matter to you. They can't ever get that ass whipping back. They can replace money. They can't whip that, replace that ass whipping. They can never get that
money
back.
Right.
Sometimes the money can't let the money limit stop the race. Because, you know, the win, sometimes to me, the win is better than the, I mean, the money's nice, but that win, though, that just, you know, that's the shit, you know. So,
if it's whipping ass two times, motherfucker,
here's
the corner.
Why
you, me and Paul,
couldn't
do that fucking
thing? Well, how many times I kicked you?
Why
the fuck
you up that thing?
You act like ass can't be kicked.
But I'm just saying,
I ain't
here
to lose.
Why you doing all that?
Well, y'all let Kadoo whip somebody on a motor when they were spraying. But Kadoo King Kong on this motherfucker, huh?
Guess what? And I'm going to do it again.
Man, Kadoo
why?
A fucking
I'm gonna do it again.
Cow.
Jeremy, why? And I'm going to do it again. Hey, Ray, you said you got 500 shots?
Don't talk
nigga,
to me,
put it
man.
Up on that.
Don't talk
and I'm
going to
show
me.
You what happened to that
I got 500 shots on one stage.
500 shots on that motherfucker, and I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to you. Own them, nigga.
Yeah.
Own them up.
Yeah. See, that's what it is. You like to talk about it.
Number.
I like to do
this. He's never won the number that fucking truck
keep
won.
Running your
that's
mouth. That's what happened. That's why I won't race you for a $1,000 because you're always running your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
If you shut the fuck up, shit will happen.
I'm going to prove it.
Sick
of
you. All you do is run them fucking lips you got.
Guess what? You know why? Because I got a fast motherfucker to prove it now.
You ain't got no motherfucker.
Nah. How you like that? No. Nah. Now you fuck with that little
fast,
that you yellow motherfucker.
If it was that fast, you would have fucking took my money.
Man, listen, I don't need $1,000 from you. All I need is $500, and they're gonna make $1,000 for me. You dig? All I need is $500. So, and listen, so if
you
I
just
take
like
a
to talk about
you,
this shit.
If I take $1,000 from you, you might go kill your fucking self somewhere. So I take $500, you gonna live?
No, this
man, how stupid you sound.
You're going to live. Because you're going to be embarrassed. I'm going to tell you. And I'm
going to say, you're going to be a suicide watch. Huh, Kadu?
Yeah.
Watch him after the race, bro. Please watch him. Watch him after the fucking race. Don't let him overkill himself now.
Jamie, let me tell you what make it so bad. The motherfucker worked with my son. Got my son calling me, telling me about how. So you think I don't want to raise this motherfucker for $1,000 and tell my son?
Oh, yeah, but you know, sometimes, man, I know you want that money, but.
I want that money.
Cut it off.
Hey, listen. Put it like yourself. All I'm going to do is sit back. And watching that fucking, listen, before that green light turn, you out the gate on your fucking ass. Yo, just be cool, yo. I got you.
I wouldn't give a fuck if you turn, if you jack up out that green before that green light turn, then I'm going to get paid.
Yeah,
well,
I'm saying that bitch going to turn red. You tell us for that green light.
Yeah.
No. One thing, I'm not going to red light. Would you watch this motherfucker jack up out of there? You better put the 500 shot on that, man. I'm telling you now. I'm letting you know.
Man,
put the 500
on. You got 500 on one thing.
So listen,
I still got
listen,
four more stages to turn on.
Man, listen, if you play that shit like you played the other day, Saturday, your ass is in trouble. Cause man, you in trouble.
That
bro,
was
I promise
that
you.
Was the bait. That was the bait.
Yes, it's free
1.2 seconds
listen,
out the gate.
Listen, man, you ran all you could got. You
didn't
ran all you could
didn't
run.
Didn't y'all
bro.
Think something was wrong? Y'all thought something was wrong. Y'all didn't even want to move.
No.
Y'all thought something was wrong. See,
listen,
Eric was telling me
listen,
everything y'all was saying over there.
Hey, listen. And I know nothing went wrong. The bitch was just slow. You dig it? That's what it was.
It was. It was slow.
Well,
nice
I'm
going to
prove
it in.
Again. No. Man.
Free for 1.2 seconds.
Hey, High Rod. Hey, High Rod, you still on here? High Rod, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, get that man one of your fucking tunes, please. Give him one of your tunes.
Oh no! My tune don't work. I'm not in the middle of this.
All right, get that nigga one of your tunes. I'm telling you now, you better give it to him because he just don't understand what's about to happen to him.
How you know it ain't got a Hot Rod tune in it already?
It might be, but guess what? Hot Rod got to go back under that again because that motherfucker, I ain't gonna win. I can tell you that right now.
You should have took my money then.
Man, you ain't open your mouth the first day you came in that track.
I would have took your money if I thought I had enough chance.
Hey, to be honest with you, I'm gonna be real with you like a man. Listen, this ain't argument, but I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. See, the first time when you early ran, the reason why we left you alone because we knew we was gonna fuck you up. So we want you when you're right. So you say you're right, and I don't
know
what
stupid you sound. Look how stupid you sound. You, remember, you didn't come. I went over there to y'all spot.
Okay. You won that battle right here on the phone. But I'm gonna show you the battle. I'm gonna win
all
on the track.
I win all of them, man. Like I told you,
boy, will
never beat
I'm gonna
me.
Keep off in your ass so
with nothing
bad,
you drive.
Boy. You just don't understand, boy. Hot Rod.
I ain't got no understanding.
Bring some fucking medicine or whatever you're gonna bring. To stick it on because I don't
money.
Want this man to go on a suicide watch after
bring,
this shit.
Bring some money. Bring some money. I want some money.
Man,
gonna make it feel bad.
You think you the only one got money, man? Come on, man.
I ain't got no money.
Man.
Everybody takes money. Everything. Money don't solve everything, though. I'm just letting you know. Money don't solve everything. All that money could do is fix the problem a little bit. That's all. That's all I can do, bro. Now, if you really wanted to beat up that bad, and you wanted to pull that bad like you fucking with the man for all them fucking years, you took that $500 and stomp him or did what you wanted to do. If you
the man said free. Then he said $200. Now, where the fuck y'all come up with $500? I don't know. The man said free. Race him
because
for free.
Cole said, you like to on the phone tonight. Cole said, y'all ran for free the first time. So Cole said, well, we could do it for nothing again. So when you kept fucking with him, he said, well, go for $200. I said, well, look, I got the other three to pull for the five, like that. And I said it on video.
You ain't said nothing about no money could do.
Bullshit.
You said
bullshit.
You was broke.
Bullshit.
You shut your broke ass
man.
Up. You shut up and went sat down in the back. You ain't said nothing about no $300.
Who broke, Ranch? Come on, man.
Huh?
Bullshit out, bro. You know fucking well I ain't broke. Man, all my life you know I had money, nigga. All my life, nigga.
Well, you didn't have none of that.
He made a fucking man. He ain't made no LeBron. Shit, I'm broke. Man, you out your fucking money. Nigga, you understand
that?
We ain't got to keep doing this, man. They got a show to go on, bro. It's 9 o'clock and you've been talking shit for 23 minutes. And they ain't said you want to raise for $1,000.
It's messy.
I told you we're going to hook up when we get to the track. You ain't got nothing else to tell me no more, Kadu.
But them two.
No.
Yeah. Somebody got background noise.
All I'm gonna say is somebody better put their money in the right place. Make the wise bet.
There you go. That's it. What? Hell yeah.
You don't have no gamblers.
Your mic open. Your mic open. Somebody talking in the background. Yep.
Huh?
God damn. Must be testing it in Georgia.
Okay.
You say Huber went 420 in X.
275. Flying, boy.
That's
a turbo car, Jamie?
But I think is that the Pro Charge? Didn't he have a Pro Charge car one time?
Hey, boom.
Uh-huh.
What happened to the dude with the motor car, man?
With the motor truck? Kevin?
Yeah, the dude that you said was supposed to come out there and hook up with us.
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin, all motor truck.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, man. That man had been building houses and shit, man. I don't know what came over him. But, I mean, he got a phone call away.
No, I'm just asking because, you know what I'm saying, when you say you're coming out there, you know, I just wanted to see what's up.
Hold on, I can get him on three-way. I get him on here, hold on, I'm going to get him on. You trying to lock him in? Uh-huh. Trying to lock him in, Kadu?
Huh?
You trying to lock him in?
I mean, I ain't gonna be for the 29th, dude.
No. Come on. I'm going to call him in. Hold on.
Boogity, 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 boogity. Hold on, Jamie then got quiet on your show, Jamie.
Yeah. Man, you fucking falling asleep on here.
Don't be around the people up or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? We just talking the bullshit, yeah. You know?
Yeah, cool. Yep.
Bass is called on win. That's all I know.
That's it.
Shit.
Yep.
Ooh, man.
Somebody picked the one button. Nope. Boom, fell off. You probably couldn't get that dude. It'll be hard for him to get back on now.
Yeah. Right. I know. But I thought he could have called, like, you know how you do a three-way while you're on there? You gotta do
yeah, but if you
like,
do that, you be trying to do it, and if you mess up in that phone, hang up after 9 o'clock. That's
yeah.
Why when people, I don't try to get nobody on, because when I hang up, the show's over with after 9.
Right.
Well, after a cue, I can call back in after 9, but after,
right.
After when you get close, I'll shut it off. You know? Yep. Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's been a good little race, Kadu. Y'all both on the motor.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Quiet, man.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
It's everybody bedtime. They're going to sleep.
Yeah, bro. Leave it alone, doo-doo.
Yeah, cause, oh, but you know what I was about to say?
Yeah, leave it alone, man.
Quiet. It would be quiet, bro.
Yeah, man.
When you be good to somebody, man, and give him a fair run for nothing. Now it's my turn. He don't want to give me no run for nothing. So, hell away with it, man.
Right.
Can't be good to him, bro.
Right.
It ain't all about no money, man. It could have been bragging rights. I know you want it back.
Right.
Well, he already know. Sometimes people buy themselves out of race, man. You know?
No, I was about to say, Boom Man won't get
He don't get that dude in there because he already know what that yellow truck going to do. That's why he don't want to get him in there. Boone know what time it is already. Boone smart
on the motor. I'm saying Red's got all that nitrous. That's on the motor, man. Come on, man. Man, stop that.
Only thing I got to tell you, if you think I was on nitrous, I probably was. If you think I was on the motor, I might have been. But you put that money up, you'll find out.
You truck, man, like I said, your car is slow, man. So you need the nitrous. You know that to mess with that yellow truck. You know it.
I do need it. Yeah, I need it. That's why I got it. You need
yeah,
to get
but ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Because I think you
sweet,
too.
Let's hope it hold up.
Man, it gonna hold up.
It's moving hold up,
it gonna hold up. And if it don't hold up, I'll build another one.
Yeah, a couple years, mm-hmm. like it took all them years for you to do that.
It might take me 9 years the next time.
Well,
guess
I'll
do it when I get
up.
Ready.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know ain't nothing wrong with it.
Cause you know I'm gonna knock your head clean off.
Well, you should have bet that money and come find out if you was going to knock my ass
off. I ain't no gambler, bro. I don't gamble.
Man,
I go out there and have fun with my truck.
See, that's what I be talking about, bro. Y'all be talking that shit like y'all really about that.
I ain't no y'all. Rez,
yeah,
you got to remember,
you
I'm on
Kadu.
Top.
You and Kadu.
Rez, I'm on top.
You
beat a fucking you ain't
motor,
at the bottom, cuz.
You beat
you at the bottom.
Motor.
You trying to get where I'm at,
you
man.
You right. And by
yeah, you
try
to get
it,
where I'm
at,
y'all.
You're right.
It never happened, like I told you. You try to get where I'm at, brother. But you're a
yep,
long way from
right.
home.
Yeah.
You like that.
A very long way. If y'all wouldn't run y'all mouth, I wouldn't be pressing the money so much.
Well,
if y'all run y'all mouth so much, man.
You keep talking about y'all, man.
Hold up. When we was at the track, you didn't pull out
bro.
Two wads of money, two handfuls of money, and talking about you was waiting on me. You wish I would and all this and all that.
When? When that was?
For more Mika Rays.
That was me, Red. You forgot?
That was my Red. I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, man.
Me,
come
Red.
On.
I'm the one that pulled all that money out.
Well, why you ain't pulling outside the Kadu?
I mean, I didn't have to pull it outside. If you wanted to raise that, I told you, let's go for 500. I don't give a fuck if I got 1,000 in my hand. If I say let's go for 5, let's go for 5. If you don't want to do it for 5,
no.
That's on you.
But you told me
and
to,
money,
you told me to name
I, and money. Well,
man, listen, bro.
Money was
no
option. I said I wasn't going to run you for no $1,000, but I ain't running you for no 1,000.
Listen, we didn't talk about this enough. We ain't even
yeah,
got,
but I'm
not
letting you know.
Keep
you
on beating the dead.
But you talk like nobody had no
y'all
money,
keep
Red.
Bringing
I
it up.
Money, man.
See, I had shut up. But you see, I had shut up about the situation, and y'all steady going backwards and forwards. Listen, I don't give a fuck if you had 1,000 or 4,000. You
right,
told me to name
right,
my
right,
price, and I said, you told me
well,
to name my
price,
and I said $1,000.
You can't name no price. You can't name no price because I'm on top of your ass. You got to get where I'm at.
Man, listen. I don't even care to talk to y'all anymore. All right, straight up. Fuck it.
Straight up. So what you want to do? You want to run?
I don't even want to talk to you motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Because you know I'm going to skull drag your
this,
ass.
This,
do you want to run,
man?
This
is retarded, man. This childish, man. We go backwards and
forwards.
Well,
you don't have to be about no money. Let's do it for bragging rights. I'm on top.
No, I don't give a damn about bragging rights. $1,000 out your pocket, I will
you see,
have.
Y'all my boy. That's all y'all good for. Talking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we
that's
back it.
It
up, too.
But like I told you,
we back it up,
we ain't
too.
Got no more to talk about. I ain't going to never raise them. We ain't got no
that's
more
it.
To talk about.
That's
it.
Yep.
So don't even ask me to run a net. That's a dead issue.
Man, listen.
Because I go out there and have fun with my car. That's why this stuff been last so long, years and years and years. Because I have fun.
Look,
I go out there and have fun.
If I try to get to the racetrack and don't race that motherfucker, I guess that is fun, huh? You about what?
It's fun, bro. I go all over my
car up and down the fucking road and they racing that motherfucker.
That's all
like
right. I can do that, but you can't.
I do it, too.
I do it too.
Nah, you can't do that. You can't do it. You cannot
every
do
time
it, man.
I get that motherfucker, I'm enjoying myself. Believe
that's
that.
Why that ragged form is always breaking.
Yeah, it could break, and I always fix it,
I said, yeah, a couple years later.
How much it cost you to fix yours?
It don't cost me nothing. Zero.
Well,
zero.
It don't cost me. It don't cost me a fucking thing.
Yeah, it caused you a lot.
Every fucking
it caused you, it cost you a lot.
That's why I'm trying to get that money from you, because it cost me so much.
Yo, you ain't going to never get it. I'm trying to tell you now.
I already knew you wasn't going to never raise
it. Oh, man. We won't raise. What you want to do? Let's go do it.
Man, you don't want to do it. You see, that's what
I'm telling you. Like, raise. It don't have to be for no money. It don't have to be about no money, bro. What's up?
We're doing it for $1,000. I'm telling you.
Hey, it don't have to be no money. You want to do this or what?
Who in the fuck in this world grudge raised for no money?
Nigga, I done beat you already. I'm on top. I raised you for nothing.
Man, I'm not raising you for
nothing. Why you getting that raise back?
Because I spent too much money. Ain't you just saying,
man,
nigga?
Too much money? Man, come on, man.
I spent
too
much
money.
I'm trying to collect some of it back from y'all.
Well, right, get it from the mother boy who whooped your ass. Try to get it back from them.
So that's enough, bro.
I ain't bet them no money when I raised them.
Hey, bro.
Oh, look at that. See them talking about?
I just want your money.
Come on, man.
But look, I just want your money.
It's a done deal,
for
bro. Don't worry,
years,
buddy.
You done fucked me around with them old raglass transmissions. Over all that back.
I told you, boy. You'll never be pole motor. I've been told you that.
$1,000 would be a good start.
Nah, I don't gamble, cuz. I do not gamble.
You know that
I don't gamble, bro. You know that, Reg.
Well, you was willing to gamble until you seen I made a pass. Now all of a sudden you don't gamble.
I guess
y'all seen.
I wasn't paying no attention to you, man. What I told you, I was out there
How you was able to call it slow?
Because it's slow, right? That's it.
Well, if it's slow, why don't you... See, that's the point I'm trying to get. If it's so slow, why don't you take my money?
Why you don't take mine for $500?
I don't want that little. I want $1,000.
Well, that's
a dead... Name my price is $1,000.
I'm beating the dead horse, man. Forget about it, man.
Don't bring my name up no more about it.
Don't bring my name up.
Listen, this my mouth.
Hey.
I feel like I
want to
bring it up.
Keep my name out your mouth. That's what I'm saying.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Y'all gonna go on and on and on all night, and then y'all gonna go with all the text messages on the messenger on the group text. Mike said he gonna put the other 500 up. That's a done deal. Give him Mike and get that other $500 up. Before you say you gonna put your $500 up, and then that's $1,000, and then set a date. That's all y'all gotta do. That's it. Y'all keep going back and forth, back and forth.
Didn't say that though. But didn't I Ben say that? I'll see y'all at the track. And then he's scared and all that. Man, I ain't got time for that. You damn right I'm going to say something. I ain't going to let no motherfucker just talk over my head. What the fuck is?
Man, go sit down.
Give it Mike. Get that other $500. Lock that in. And that way y'all ain't got to worry about it.
You're missing the whole point,
though. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying though. That'll get the $1,000. That'll get the $1,000 for your race. You want $1,000? Mike said he's gonna put the other $500. Cole said he got $500. That's $1,000. All y'all do is set a date.
That's it.
I'm about that.
That's $1,000, huh?
That's $1,000.
Just clarify with Mike. Mike gonna give up the $1,000.
Sound like a deal to me.
You cool with that, Ray?
Man, I'm good with it. I've been said that.
But then they go to that hush hush talking shit. That man, that shit. That's what drives me. That's why it's so bad.
But you still talking. But you still talking though. The man said what he said. But you still talking.
I'm gonna talk, motherfucker. You ain't gonna shut me up.
I'm just saying.
What
you was saying? What the fuck you keep talking for though?
Man, shut up, man. I ain't gonna talk to you. I said what I said. We both said what we said. We said we're gonna see each other at the track, and that's what the fuck it is.
Hey.
Yeah, Jamie, didn't you say they got tested to him Friday, huh?
Yeah, Friday got tested to him.
Shit, they get it on before that Friday. If nobody ain't doing nothing.
You say you got a wedding Saturday on the 29th, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing
yeah, the Saturday, that's what I'm saying. The Saturday, they get it on that Friday. Ain't going to take that long. Shit, I know it was me. Fuck, $1,000 shit. Gonna make $1,000 in about 10 seconds. Fuck, I'm down with that. and pick up everything and head back home. Shit.
Hmm.
Who you know gonna make $1,000 in a couple of minutes or seconds or whatever. Shit. I gonna make $1,000
fine
and come on home.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I guess Mike and see if Mike gonna hold his word. Somebody gonna put that five up.
Get that shit off their chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been beefing for a while, sound like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit.
You say you almost done, huh, Jamie?
Fuck no. I mean, this right there. A couple of wires connect and get my O2 bung welded back in. I move some shit. How's it?
Mm-hmm.
Check everything.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, what size you got on the back of that turbo? I'm trying to see something.
What? 3-inch?
What size you have on the back of that turbo? No. You know what I'm talking about. You might have a 9 or something. What's the back side of
it? What? The one I got?
Yeah, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0 what? I ain't going to say 1-0.
You losing me there. What you talking about?
Oh, okay. I was just trying to
see something. I got a 4-inch outlet.
No, I ain't talking about that. You know I'm talking about the back side of the turbo.
Oh, the It's 7875.
Hey, right, that's that one he won off the internet, huh?
Yeah, that's the one he won off the internet. He's trying to sell out.
Yeah. Damn, you better cut that out, Jamie.
What?
70-75, huh?
It's a long
you know they
time.
Don't make the back size. The back side not going to be smaller, Jamie. Go ahead with the bullshit.
Yeah, man, put a bigger motor, a bigger turbo, He didn't big. He went big. Everything. See somebody.
94-113.
Huh? He do his exhaust.
94-113.
94-113. All right. Okay. Okay.
Ooh, that boy got 91. Ooh, low.
Who did it, Jamie?
What?
Jose?
No, man, I can't afford it. I won that turbo, too. I won that one. That's a VS racing one. I won that one. I was singing them. I was mad I won that. My Terminator X system. I won that at 7875.
That middle section, that HP is all right?
Who?
You got a Terminator, then you got what, the HP, and then you got a Dominator. The HP all right?
Well, I don't know. Now, the HP is the same as the Terminator. The only thing the HP got is that it's they call it, that potted, so it don't put it outside.
Extendable box.
Yeah, epoxy. Well, you can extend it, but it's not. It's only got so many ins and outs, like the Terminator X. It just made that you could put it anywhere. You put it in the boat. It's weatherproof, basically. Well, Terminator X isn't. If you looking for something to do big time, go ahead and bite the bullet and buy the damn Dominator and be done.
Dominator.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go one of those them Haltechs. Haltech make a nice unit. A few techs would be nice too. But the Haltech, that's something that nice. I think that somebody had one there. There's all come. It's a little different than a Holley. Holley, you can label stuff and certain outputs got. They can do certain things, positive with pulse ground, pulse width modulated, and all that. But Haltech, everything's already in the system with the color codes and the pin. And all you do is tell a sign that you want that wire to do.
Yeah.
Holly, you got to say,
pin. He might have got rid of it. I know Gary had one. Gary was selling one at one time.
For the Dominator?
Haltech?
Yeah. I'll take a nice piece, man. I looked at one. Got to buy it. They're a little more expensive. But I looked at somebody had one and was looking at how it lays out. It's nice now. But they all got their pluses and minuses. I mean, the pros and cons. So, some people like the fuel tech. Because I think everything's in the little screen or whatever stuff. The Dominator get you with, you know, your screen. If you want to run a screen, you got the little screen, the big strip, you know, middle screen, and you got that big monster, the big plasma. So, I wish I could afford a Jose. It'd be nice to have high ride. If I had a Jose turbo, shit.
I heard about people having them. You know, they work
pretty good. Yeah, they work good. I talked to a bunch of people. Almost had me want to try to borrow some money to get one of them.
Well, you can win one tonight. Somebody's
going to
have one online for the raffle.
Yeah, raffle. You want me to send you the videos where I want them? You think I'm lying, huh? Shit. Yep.
That's that Madisonville voodoo.
Yep. That was, what was that? That was one night, sitting there watching, I said, I'll be damned. Found me a new lawyer. Yep. Well, okay, so Yep. Damn, y'all quiet tonight, boy.
Yeah, you ain't got your regular people on here tonight, jamming. They ain't making no noise.
No, everybody kind of quiet, man. Everybody kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ain't no biggie. Ground lock. Close this bitch out. Go give me some rest. Take me a shower. Go to sleep, shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing, partner.
Yeah, shit. Ain't nobody talking. I was gonna get a little excited with the race. That race gonna happen. I'll make that race happen. If they're on the property, I'm on the property. We'll make that race happen. Between them two.
Yeah. Like I say, Mike said you put that money up. Shit, that's a done deal. It's fine, fine.
Yeah. Yep.
Hi, Rod, what you over there working on, Hi, Rod? You tell me you're working on a drive shaft. Had to fell off?
Hello?
No.
I'm on it. I can hear you.
What you working on with a drive shaft?
One of your worst nightmares.
Oh, Lord. It's a scary Halloween. Oh, Lord. You're not even worried about that at home. Not even worried about that. Somebody giving out candy corn. I don't want to give them candy corn. Got this candy corn, James.
Oh, shit.
Because I've been trying to be slick, too. Somebody put a, what do you say, put a bigger yolk in it. And it didn't like it. And then what do you say?
I'm talking to my little nephew, but I hear him talking.
I'm asking you. I'm not asking you. You said you put a bigger yolk in it. But you need a big yolk in something that ain't gonna fucking break it. What Elton putting back together, a big block or a small block? Elton, what you got going back together? Big block?
A small block.
That
was a big block.
I know they one minute they saying he working on a turbo. Then they saying, no, he got a big block. That's why I asked him what he was doing.
No, I never said that. I don't know who's spreading that rumor.
Oh, you know, you had a turbo at one time?
No, I've had a turbo. No small block notches, bitch. Just like you.
Okay.
You small block, huh?
Yeah, I'm small block. I got a small block. Ford mine. I got a small block of mine.
Yeah.
I ain't got one of those gorilla moves like them boys be trying to say. And I got a Ford motor, so you know y'all don't respect no Ford motor at all. So. Keep on whistling hot. I want you to keep on whistling hot, right? Putting a bigger yoke in.
Gee, you should be
my
regular,
Gee. Close, bro. I'm close. I'm doing like Jamie, right? Like Jamie was saying. If I just go ahead and buckle down, it'd be finished. If I just go ahead and just spend one day and just do what I need to do, it'd be knocked out.
Hey, you're almost up, man.
I walked by today and picked something up, put it back down, never picked it up again. I said, man.
Sound like you need your crew to give you
a
pep talk.
I don't need no pep talk. What you trying to say? You want some action?
You trying to get your car, right? You need a pep talk. All right. Geez, didn't we have this conversation about that already?
What's that?
We going to run.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah.
Whoa,
we had a conversation
wait,
about back. You got amnesia?
You say me and you going to run?
Man, you got amnesia or something?
Yeah, make me remember. I must have been half asleep. But like High Rod said,
yeah,
I must have been had some of that stuff boom we had. You said you were going to run me?
You was picking on me kind of hard a while back. And like you had like I'm scared.
Oh,
scared
no,
of
no, no. I was giving you a prep talk. All, I mean, it's like you just be ghost racing. I mean.
Oh, you give me a prep talk?
I'll give you a prep talk. It seemed like you was ghost racing. You know, they all keep saying that you be ghost racing.
What's ghost racing? What that mean?
I'm going racing.
Going racing? No,
ghost racing.
What's ghost racing? Define that for me.
When you've been, well, I'm the radio show. I've been on here 5 years or longer, and I still ain't seen Elton run yet.
Because you ain't been out there, that's why.
Oh, I've been out there. Believe me, when I ain't got my car there, they know I'm there. This last race was the first time I missed one in a long time.
You can't be. You ain't seen me
race. My foot been broke going on 2.5 years. And it's getting where I can walk on it and step. I can step on it now. I ain't got to put my body weight on it. All I got to do is put that gas pedal weight on it now. It's going to happen.
You ain't been out there, probably, if you ain't heard of me.
I don't know how he spotted us like we was, but I be sitting there watching. I just don't say nothing. I just sitting in the gap watching. Tyron's the only one that ever busted me doing that.
But I'm going to tell you like that, Chief. I hear your name and all that, but I don't know who you is from Adam from Eve. So I never spot you.
Come on, well, you know why. All right, yeah. I'm going to make you know. You say you're going to. So when
I
say Jamie, I'm ready.
I know Jamie and Daniel because they always was racing, but I ain't never seen you.
I was always ready. My mom was always there.
I heard of somebody saying pure breed, y'all, but I ain't never seen you racing.
Okay. So how much longer you got before you ready?
Shit. Hopefully not long before the year. If this bitch don't break, I'm going down on somebody's ass.
Well, I understand.
Yeah,
I got
a head problem. I'm just worrying about my head don't break on me. That's my only concern right there. If that bitch stay together, I'm going to be on somebody's ass.
Why you say you got head problems? What, you got some old heads on there or something? Or was you a valve job? What's happening?
No, I pulled my studs, my screws out of my rocker stand.
Yeah.
It stripped all the bolts out, all the holes out. Ain't no secret.
Yeah.
Jamie know about that. I thought. What happened?
That's what I was asking. I mean, what, you had to send it to machines or something? Or you bought you another city here?
Nah, I ran the machines. I ran somebody and let them fix it. Hopefully it's fixed. They say ain't no guarantee, so you know how that go.
Yeah, they definitely, they ain't gonna never put a guarantee on it from a machine shop. I don't want to say it's their fault.
Right. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. That bitch did get a partner, and somebody gonna get a piece of that Nova. Now, who it is, I don't know yet, but I touch down, somebody gonna get it.
All right, I heard what you said, too.
Long as you heard me, T. Long as you heard me.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do is hear.
Hey, it's been 2 weeks I asked you about them chickens. It's all good now. I don't want no chicken. We're going to put it in the pot.
Bro, you know what, bro? I'm telling you, I got up that morning, told them I was going to go count and see how many more we had left in there, and I hadn't seen them since. Monday, I was feeling so bad, bro. I went to football practice, drove up to the practice, and turned right back around. Never got out the truck, went right back home, got in the bed, and ain't moved till the morning.
I'll let you make it then. I'll let you make it for that one.
This weather flip-flopping back and forth, man. I don't know. We had 38 kids sick last week, and they just passing that shit around like giving out candy last week. And I thought I was dodging all them kids who sick. Man, coaches and kids were sick last week. I guess it was my turn.
Come on, was it y'all had the flu or just that virus that's going around?
When I feel like the flu, it felt like the flu to me, and I started taking stuff immediately. Friday, I started feeling, you know, one minute, cold the next. One minute, cold the next. I said, Someone got me some third flu, some applesauce plus. Yeah. You know what you do when you go to sleep. Take that cup of NyQuil. Now I feel like a log after that.
Yeah, it's on from there.
That NyQuil ain't nothing but legal alcohol that'll put your ass to sleep. That's all it is.
Like
making one of Grandma Toddy's, putting that pepper in it, mixing with that whiskey on there on the stove, stir it up till that peppermint gone. Thought about you the other day. All them old remedies you was talking about, I ain't think you knew about that. So I know you from this side of the lake. You keep talking about this tree, that tree. Do this with that leaf. I said,
You had to figure. Hey, when you couldn't go to town, they had to figure it out from nature.
How many times your grandmother woke you up and said, "Come take this cup of castor."
She wouldn't wake us up. We all knew it was one day or 1 week that all the grandchildren had to come to the house. And guess what? It was on. Everybody about to get that teaspoon or tablespoon.
That's it. Everyone had a line up, bro. You couldn't miss. It was like a tradition. Hey, man, what's the deal? This shit is nasty. Sorry, you going to take this spoonful of it, though. Tell them what they do when you get a wing worm. I know what they do. I don't know.
Soak a penny in vinegar.
Shit, my head.
My grandma used to take that bleach and square that motherfucker to the bleed.
Yeah, I'm about to tell you, they either hit you with the bleach or they call a cousin that smoke and they take the ashes and they rub it in there until it bleeds.
Oh, I should set you down, get that damn thing of bleach, start scrubbing. Your ass be hollering, screaming. She ain't letting go until it start bleeding.
Got to get like that shit off. Back in the day, a cap of bleach kill anything. They put you in the
toilet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like when I go to dialysis, I got one of them old quilts. Like, my grandmother made them from scratch. You know, them old heavy-ass quilts? And they said, "Man, what the hell you got in?" I said, "That's one of them old heavy quilts like my grandmother made. I used to sleep in the bed and fucking all my damn brothers stay warm with that big-ass heavy quilt. You better not get from under that bitch in the middle of the night." You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, you be sweating like hell.
Sweating like bullets, and you been like, boy, but you come out in the morning, felt good, and it was cold. Oh man.
Yeah. Because if you come from under and you sweating, guess what? You're gonna be sick. Now you're in trouble.
My kids don't believe when I used to tell them we had an outhouse and we had, like I had to share a bed with my brothers and stuff with a big queen size bed. Me and four other brothers slept in that bad boy.
Be about to say, be 8 to 10 in there. Be 8 to 10 in there, depending on how many in family.
Well, them girls slept in another bedroom. That,
oh,
know,
yeah, well, they didn't lie. Yeah, you know, that.
They slept up front. We slept in the room all the way in the back where the fucking had to leave the door open for heat to get back in that motherfucker. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, you ain't got to worry about the heat. We're going to put the heat on your ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like yesterday. She feeds your ass, made everybody take a bath. And when she said 10 o'clock, lights out, your ass better be up in that bed the rest of the morning, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, but gee, sound like Elton got you on the menu, cuz.
Hey, what y'all said? I told you I wouldn't try what y'all be calling the Gouda cheese. That shit expensive and it stinks, but it tastes good.
Yeah, yeah.
Stinks like a motherfucker, but it tastes good. And you ain't tell me how that shit was fucking to break your ass for that little bit of piece you gonna pay for it.
Oh, yeah, you gonna pay for it, but you put that in some lasagna, it's on the pot.
Man, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of our stores over here, that's all they sell, all kind of different cheese. I told my old lady that, man. Show me where the Gouda cheese at. I said, man, show me which one is Gouda cheese. Man, see, that shit stinks so fucking bad. It didn't taste it, though. It was pretty good how it worked.
Oh, pretty good.
So I got some Gouda cheese for you and him.
Hey, well, you know what it is. Oh, yeah. You was able to check it out.
Oh, yeah. Hell, don't take me serious. No, I'm just joking.
Hey, first time I got some of that, we was in Heathrow. We was in Heathrow Airport in London. Heathrow. Man, I went up that escalator, boy, smell like straight. Eggs.
Straight
eggs. Straight eggs and that motherfucker, they were drinking wine and eating that cheese. I said, man, let me get from up here before they think. And the dude say, no, man, that's just how I smell up here because of the cheese. But yeah, it's fermented.
Yeah. Because I remember the first time I seen a piece of cheese with fucking like mold on it. I said, you can throw that away. That's a shit. It's getting right now.
No, said, that's what? The ones they pay for. That's the ones they pay for. That's what I'm talking about. That's all. Yeah.
But I sure went and told my brother. I said, man, that lady got cheese on the table, got mold on it. They don't eat nothing out of that house.
Oh, man.
They said, go down there, ride her horse all the time. And she, y'all want something to eat? We came inside. I said, man, I ain't nothing out here. That got fucking cheese. Got fucking green shit all over. She scraped that shit back and cut a piece out of the No, I ain't hungry. Nah, that's all right. That's why I ain't know no better. It's like I ain't know figs and strawberry get you fucked up the way they did when I was young. Shit. How them days coming back yet? They coming back.
Yeah, they gonna have to because the electricity going too high. Motherfucker about to fuck on the refrigerator.
Just last week, we say we finna till up some of that property in the back and plant a garden back there. Fuck that.
You gonna have to.
Cost of food and everything just out through the roof, bro.
Hey, and then that all. That what you call it that you're throwing there to take the to take the, what you call it, out of the soil. I can't think of the number right
now.
It's in a white bag. It's in a white bag. It almost looks like a bag of lime. You throw that down, you put it in, mix it with the soil, and it pull all the contaminants out. Yeah.
That lime that neutralizes the ground. That's lime.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know they gave it a number, 88 or something or some shit.
Oh, you know, triple 13?
There you go. There you go. Triple 13. Yeah.
Boy, you better not put that down. Don't have no water going. That shit will burn everything you planted in the ground.
Yeah, it'll burn up, but you got to do it. That's why you do it in the fall season.
Yeah.
In the fall season. It get the ground right. Yep. Well, believe me, I know now. We've been having to talk about it. We don't know what's going on.
You might sound like you from the city, but you know too much shit for this side of the lake. You're talking about you from the city, like you ain't never been over here.
I've been over there, but I was a little further up 55.
Yeah, but what you talking about, you need a fucking pass to get across the causeway. Shit, I don't even try that. How's you still ain't told him what you're changing yokes for? What you changing yokes for? Your truck been running fine. What you need to change yokes for?
No, I said we tried to put a radio on it and tow it up. And I put a little more bite in it. And it kicked the drive shaft and busted up.
Whoa. Okay. What size radio you had on it? What number it was?
It was still the same one, the Pro Bracket. I went back to the Pro Bracket. I'm not going to do the 315 because I had to argue too much about the 315, man.
What you got to do? You still got to get a bigger radiator and yoke? I mean, not radiator, bigger drives having yoke on?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I had a 3-inch, but I think the guy slacked on me on the yoke. So when the yoke gave, it gave partially, but it was still trying to turn, and it twisted the drive shaft up. Cause, I mean, I ain't had 3-inch drive shafts and ain't never had an issue. I think the yoke setup gave, and then just twisted it on off itself. I mean, I'm going back with the same size drive shaft. I'm not going with all that. I can't afford that carbon fiber and yeah stuff y'all got. So I got steel. When that Joker hit the bottom of that truck, it sounded like somebody under there with a 12 gauge.
Yeah, that's how mine sounded.
A crank barrel.
And man laughed at me when he seen what I had. He said, man, that's a stock yoke you got in here. I said, that's what came with the car. He said, but you look, you're in your kid. You said, you look at this thing come through the flow board and kill you in here. I ain't got no, I don't have no carbon fiber, though.
Big drive shaft loop. So I keep the loop.
Well, I got a loop on it, but just the idea of that yoke, that stock yoke would have tore apart them bands you said, them caps and all that shit.
Yeah,
it came through there.
Yeah. You saw
what happened to Ryan.
You saw Justin Swanson on our video, huh?
Yeah. He thought he was going to cut his legs off
really,
when
that
shit broke loose.
That looked like the transmission. That was transmission, I think, went, huh?
I was
on
shocked about the transmission.
Yeah.
I thought they
do
with John Bill houses on there.
Yeah, I mean, they had everything. I don't know if it was the transmission or the dry shaft or what. But whatever it was, it came right around that section on the top side of that transmission. And, you know, they run them cars with the transmission just in the car on side of the driver. It's not covered.
Yeah, but I thought they had that big old 1-inch bell housing on them things.
Well, they have the big bell housing, but it looked like it blew back behind the housing itself and the body of the transmission.
I know he come out of that mug like he said, man, my leg cut. That metal must have ate through that fire suit and went straight down on his leg.
Oh, I was talking about Justin. Justin.
That's
Swanson.
What I'm talking about.
Okay, because he said the fluid was hot. Hey, I didn't know it cut him. He said the fluid was hot as hell. He had the big old suit on and everything. But, you know, of course.
No, he thought
he
cut him.
He
jumped out and told
me,
dude, look at my leg. I think my leg cut.
And he didn't get you right.
The metal come through that fire suit on him and hit that leg. Man, I, my leg got to be cut through that mug hit me. Yeah, Morton went up there, and, like I said, and beat time and just slapped them boys all night. He got all of them skinned, but like I said, Tony going to come back.
He brought some attention. He brought some attention to the South. They look at him.
Yeah.
And if they get the track to where it need to be, and then the rest of them big dogs get their stuff out there and get going, when they come down here, they're going to be obliged.
You know we're gonna come up behind them, even though they ain't together like they were.
Oh, you know they gonna come trying to play big brother. You know he coming.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm talking about too. That damn trigger man, I'm trying to sleep, trying to get a win.
They gonna want to play. They not gonna be trying to say they're with him, but they want to come and try to prove they can take care of his lightweight, so to say.
Right. Exactly.
They come down in here and get their ears pulled off their head.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been quiet the last couple of weekends, man. I ain't heard nothing from about Trigger Man the last couple of weekends. He's been quiet.
They ain't saying too much after Tony Wright went out there and humiliated something. Who Tony ran? Tony, man, you don't talk no shit to Tony and then fuck around and let Tony whoop your ass. Tony,
well,
Tony
you know they beat
chicken,
Tony,
chicken and Tony
and talk so much shit
and
to
Tony
him.
Tony doing the same shit. Right now. You can call Chicken and Tony right
Tony.
In the South. Louisiana
and
South.
Talk so much shit to him when they beat him.
But they wouldn't get back on him and run him, and Tony ran somebody. Who he ran? Who was Jamie when he ran him back? Didn't he run Jamie back? And he ended up getting around? Oh, wait a minute. No. It was somebody else. And Tony just beat recently. He just knocked fire from somebody ass recently. About a week or two ago. With that same little Nova, that same one they be, the ugly Nova they talk that shit about. And that little car fly.
That little ugly Mustang, he got a fly too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's his personal car.
Crazy part about it be a lot of them guys that don't know, crazy be trying to figure it out. Man, the average person out there with the big boy saying small block racing, man, don't take your ass out there because you say you got a small block in your own patrol, you got a 350 four bowl main, a double hung head, man, sit your ass still. Don't go out there even looking at them people.
You right about
man. You see what these small blocks doing with these big blocks now. You see Mo doing. Take your ass out there with them big blocks and they got them new school small blocks out here. Man, you're gonna embarrass your ass.
Man, my phone's blowing up today. Man, you see what Mo did the prime time and I'm like, what? Man, they sent me that video. I said, "Ooh, because I don't know the first car he ran. I don't know that dude. Who was the first one he ran?
I don't know him either. Some guy, Sean. Yeah, that little car ran good too. He said he was going for the fence and tried his luck, you know, with somebody. But you know, they was figuring Mo had been. They knew Mo car used to have problems, so they figured they could get him. But they knew the name, so they figured they was going to get a step up off of the name." And she just falling out there and peel their motherfucking ears off their fucking head. Ain't know what happened. What'd you say, as I'm talking?
No, that's a number. I've refreshed my computer. 0183. The Quinn, you might go.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, geez, scary motherfucker.
See, you see? It was calm all night. You gonna come over to see there? See? Where that big fucking boat anchor you got, you motherfucker, you talking that shit. I told you, I bought your gold crank for that motherfucker. Bitch got your name engraved in it. You wear it around your neck. Engraved your name in it, the Quinn. Say kickstart.
Come on, man.
Oh, no. The Queen of my boy, yeah?
I
swear, when you said call somebody, you scary motherfucker, I've been listening to this shit here. First, I thought you was serious. Man, that motherfucker bullshitting you. I know what to do. You know how to get you quiet. I just give you some Budweiser and a fish sandwich. You good. You ain't got to worry about you the rest of the day. You just going to watch racing from there.
Oh, ain't going to make no noise, R.G.
No noise. I told Hot Rod when I first time I met you, I said, man, that little bitty man right there is the one be talking all that shit. Shit. Next time I seen you, I was like, shit, y'all fatten them up. You must have been eating them damn chicken that Hot Rod was getting from you or something. Shit, you're
a
and a woman man's gonna sit in his ass still. That would happen.
Oh, that would have made him be still then. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's understandable. As I say, I'm going to be the queen friend. That's my friend. Like Boone's Bay, that's my friend.
Got 30 seconds.
Well, I promise I'm going to check on that for you tomorrow, bro. I'll give you a holiday.
All right, let me know. All
right. Because I don't want the queen to get small over the wintertime. I need him to stay healthy like he where he at. Well, I'm going to holler at y'all next week.
Right, y'all
have a good one.
See y'all next week. We'll get about the races we got. State Capitol and